participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Largest Hawaiian shirt I've ever seen.
Here's what makes it great. The hidden pocket.
Hey, I like
that. Isn't that great?
Very nice.
It's got a little extra pocket down by the left-hand corner of the shirt.
Is that a triple XL?
I don't know. This has more X's than Liz Taylor. Good morning to everyone at Rep Big and Tall. When you just can't go to Eddie Bauer anymore, you can go to Rep Big and Tall and get a hidden pocket. Hello, boys.
Thank you, and hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode this Tuesday, January 29.
Tuesday.
Right. Here's your phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., our home station. We're here right now. Glad to be in D.C. at WJFK, 202-432-1067. And our second home, New York, on WNEW. You guys can call the show at 877-692-1027. I was momentarily distracted. What were you distracted by?
I am in a good mood today. You can no longer call me Paxil today.
What? Well, you're off it now?
Yes.
You're on the other one now?
Please refer to me as Selexa. Yes, sirree. No sexual side effects.
That sounds to me like the name that Anne Heche gave herself when she announced that she was from Mars or whatever.
And, of course, these things take a long time to take effect, but perhaps I'm experiencing some sort of placebo effect today where I have an extra spring in my step today.
Told you all along, I think the problem in your little head might have been a problem in your big head with the Paxil, that because you thought you had that problem.
I am me so horny.
Well, listen, hopefully we have something today that will help you.
Very good.
Let me introduce, though, a man who's going to be an unwitting participant in our brand new hourly giveaways. Here is your friend, Buzz Burbank. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Let me talk about this.
Uh-huh.
Just a real fast impromptu idea today for the show.
All right.
We'll give away some stuff, give away some cash.
Hey.
Here in the D.C. area, I mean, all up and down the East Coast, the weather is, the dinosaurs are going to start roaming the earth soon.
It's very, very exciting when it's this warm in the middle of January.
Large cracks in the earth's surface. I mean, the end of civilization. Go out, run up your credit card bills, because there's something wrong that a week ago we had the blizzard of the century, and today it's going to be 75.
It's balmy.
Mm-hmm. So, right now, as we speak, outside
Current temperature in the D.C. Metro, 68. 68 degrees. Absolutely beautiful.
Here on January 29.
So, we're going to go up on the roof today at some point.
All right.
The roof of the WJFK building here in toothless Fairfax. And
idea.
Any girls want to go topless sunbathing with us today?
That's a wonderful idea. We got to set up some chaise lounges up there.
Yeah, yeah. We got the whole deal happening up on the roof today.
It's warm enough.
We got all the wireless stuff up there. Are we ready for a broadcast up there?
We are already set.
Are you putting this out to listeners or to other station employees? I think we should clear this up.
I think station employees should be in the, you know, it's not like they're going to win a prize,
anybody.
Right?
Well, let me just say, if we're going to start there, let me say, Joan.
There you go.
We say Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Donna.
Mm-hmm.
All the, let me see. If Julia Aurora is around today.
She could work on her tan.
Yeah. Girls, listen. Yeah, Julia Aurora is whiter than Rob's KKK room. I mean, really, she needs some sun. So, girls, come down to the Donna Mike World Broadcast headquarters here at 10800 Main Street.
A little sunbathing.
In toothless Fairfax. And I tell you what, rather than guarantee a cash prize to each of the girls that comes and joins us up on the roof for the topless sunbathing party, we will offer you the same deal as we're now going to be doing in our hourly contest.
Very good.
Let me explain to you exactly the concept of the new hourly contest.
Excellent.
You know, we play the touchstones because we are in a bit of a... Well, we're in the S here because we...
Are we affected by the recession, Don?
I don't know. All I know is that we used to have all kinds of prizes to give away, and all of a sudden... You know, the very best, and certainly no slight on Tammy Sachs, our wonderful...
Not at all, no.
Our wonderful promotion.
Nobody does a better job than Tammy.
That's right. The top prize that we have to offer you today as a prize is a contact prize pack.
Yeah, not really that thick.
You know, you call into to be Caller 100 on a radio show, you don't want to win a cold medication.
Gosh, no, of course not.
So, and we do have some limited cash that we've managed to pry from the death-like grip of the controllers here.
Well, we have limited cash that some disc jockeys are giving away without necessarily the blessing of the forefathers.
So what we're doing is, from now on, when people call in to win the contests, it's our brand new contest called Let's Make a Cheap Deal.
Okay.
And there will be, as you can see, for every contest, three envelopes.
Very exciting.
Envelope A, mm-hmm. Envelope B,
right.
Envelope C.
Yeah, very Monty Hall-like.
To ensure the fact that there is no shenanigans going on, Buzz, who I think most people will regard as the honest one on the show.
Extremely trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Buzz will take the three envelopes. He will. You call in to win a contest. You select envelope A, envelope B, or envelope C. Now, in one of the envelopes will be cash.
Okay.
Anywhere from $50 to $100 to $250.
Very exciting.
Wow. And another envelope will be... just the lame, stupid prize, like the contact.
Mm-hmm.
And in the third envelope will be the zonk prize.
Oh, like a cart? Like a cart with chickens on it or something? Well, like Monty Hall used to have?
No, I mean...
like Jay standing next to a, an antique telephone?
Generally, stuff that we've got around the station.
Right.
Like,
really? Okay, hey, but that could be good for some people.
We're giving away pencils and stuff like that.
I think office supplies.
Pen caps.
So, that's the same deal that we're going to offer to the girls today who show up to join us up on the roof in the 75-degree weather for the Donna Mike topless sunbathing party.
Wonderful.
You come on down, and every girl that shows up and will actually take her top off up on the roof, mm-hmm. just with us on the roof, right. to do some sunbathing.
We have chaise lounges up there?
Well, we have chairs. We have chairs. We have them plastic like deck chairs.
Good. I'm looking forward to that.
You come on up with us and, lather up and in return for doing so, you will get your choice of an envelope A, B, or C.
Buzz, would you be willing to put lotion on the ladies that show up for the sunbathing?
If they request it, I'd be happy.
Very good.
And as a matter of fact, just to make sure that everyone knows, with our new cheap Let's Make a Deal contest, with the call in to win contest, Buzz will open all three envelopes every time.
Ah, very exciting.
To tell you what the prizes were, what the cash prize was.
We'll have to get one of those sound effects of wop, wop, wop,
wop. Hold on, Mike. Again.
There it is. There's Jay in the box.
We've got it.
That's the zonk.
And, Rob just handed me a note. No, we are not limited to topless.
Really?
This could be a total nude
sunbathing experience.
Fully nude.
Could be, but we'll start with topless.
It's going to be absolutely glorious today.
So, girls, yeah. if you'd like to join us, come on down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters. We'll go up on the roof as soon as some chicks show up.
Amen, brother.
And have us a little summer party in January. Oh, about nudity, there was something I forgot to tell you yesterday on the show when I was describing the weekend when I went to the art lecture with Frida.
Mm-hmm.
One of the benefits of going to this art lecture with my wife over the weekend was that this art lecture was held in an art gallery that featured the nude photographs of my ex-British neighbor, Sarah.
Oh, really? And you're not talking about her pictures that she's taken, pictures of her.
Pictures of her, nude pictures that she had made as a gift for her husband, Gary.
Wow.
And remember, these were pictures that they talked about for a long time and I had never been able to see.
And they were so strong that they decided to put them in an art gallery.
Right. Well, as it turns out, they're in the bathroom. Of the art gallery.
Oh, really?
That is handy.
Now, I swear to God, this is exactly how this plays out. Well, as a matter of fact, hold on, let me just get my wife on the phone. I bet she's at home. Because that was like kind of like my payoff for having gone to this boring art lecture with her. She said, why don't you go to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I can't believe I forgot to mention this yesterday. I said, I don't have to go to the bathroom.
I don't got to go to the bathroom.
She said, go to the bathroom. You're going to want to see what's in the bathroom.
Hello.
Sweetie.
Hi, my boo-boo.
I can't believe that I forgot to talk about the pictures of Sarah in the art gallery. So Frida says to me on Saturday night when we're done with this lecture, she says, go to the bathroom. There's something you want to see in there. Now, I go to the bathroom. Now, this is in an art gallery, a little tiny art gallery in Leesburg, Virginia. I open the door. The door is unlocked. Unlocked. I open the door. There's a guy sitting on the toilet.
Ew.
Going number two.
Ew.
Oh. I open the door and the guy goes, Harry. And I said, the door is not locked. So I slammed the door.
Oh, how gross is that?
I go back out to Frida and Frida says, so what did you think? And I said, honey, there's a guy taking a dump in there. And she says, well, isn't the door locked? And I said, no. The door's not locked. There's some guy dropping a deuce in there.
Guy making a bust.
So that obviously...
sculpture action.
That obviously is not...
Sculpture. Fetid sculpture.
That is not what Frida wanted me to see.
No.
So
right.
So we waited until the guy came out of the bathroom.
Kick, kick, kick.
And then she sent me back and she said, now...
It was Doug Track.
Now
it was
guy,
Doug Track making fetid sculpture.
Now that the guy's not taking a dump, now go back in. And look, and indeed, there were the three real nice...
No head, though, right?
No head. There was no head.
For me in the bathroom? No, there was...
No, I mean, the pictures, they don't show her face.
No, they are cut off. As a matter of fact, they look like a photographer by O.J. because the head is cut off.
Was
in each
there
of
Bush?
The pictures. Oh, yeah. There was Bush.
Clever.
There was Bush.
How
yeah,
would
but
you...
She didn't, you know, and she's safely out of the country now, so I don't, you know, that's one friend I'm not worried about losing right now until you're syndicated to France. But
as long as Ken's in charge of that, no problem.
That it was her. You know, they were just art pictures. Like, you know, they were artistic. And since you didn't see the face, right. You know, she was, you know, less embarrassed than she would be if she still lived here and you knew you were broadcasting it.
Well, anyway, it was a very nice, I forgot that I...
Yeah, so after about 45 minutes and we went on home.
Yeah, I mentioned that yesterday that I finally saw my neighbor Sarah's nude photos. But I can't believe I didn't tell you that I first walked in on some guy just sitting there with his pants around his ankles.
Oh,
and,
that's
and,
so gross.
And the smell of BM in the air.
Oh, God.
And the guy's mad at me because I'm opening the door to the bathroom.
He probably didn't even do a courtesy flush.
At any point, did you think that's what Frida sent you in to see?
I mean, look in the bathroom.
I came out and I said to her, she said, well, did you see it? I said, there's a guy taking a dump in there. And she said,
yes, no. I enjoy that. His pants were around his ankles.
She said, did you see the wall? And I said, well, there was a guy taking an S in there. The walls appeared to be lavender in color.
They were lavender. It was wallpaper. It was beginning to peel off.
She said, wait until the guy is done and go back. All right, sweetie. Love you.
I love you, too.
All right. I'll
goodbye.
See you later.
All right.
Goodbye.
So did you go back in after the guy was done?
Oh, yes.
And how was the garden?
What do you say? It's a
landing strip?
Landing strip.
Oh, really?
Landing strip. Landing strip.
Good for her.
Very nice.
How many return trips to the bathroom?
Well, I mean, when you saw the body, was it everything you expected?
Yeah. Yeah. She was very hot. And three photos, three black and white photos matted next to each other. The one on the left was full frontal. The one in the middle... Yeah, oh, yeah, with the teats and everything.
Good?
Yeah, oh, yeah, nice teats. Mm-hmm. The one on the middle was from the back, so you just saw her ass. I mean, you see her back and her ass. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was kind of a half front, half side view, where she's almost peeking over her shoulder, and one of the teats is...
But no head.
No head, but I knew who it was, so it made it...
Pretty obvious who it was by the pictures.
I would say if you didn't know Sarah, no, you wouldn't know, but because I've seen, it was obvious that it was her.
Any tan lines or anything like that?
No, it was done in an arty way, it was done in not like arty from the...
I guarantee there's nothing in there, Hank.
From the Larry Sanders Show. It was very artsy-fartsy done, with the shadowy and... But
would you ever allow your wife to have pictures like that done?
Uh-uh. No thanks.
Just curious.
No thanks. Daddy's private secret. That's my little... Well, would you let your wife do that?
You mean have pictures taken?
Yeah.
If she wanted to, yeah. I mean, right now I'm in a space where I'd let her do whatever the hell she wanted.
You're the wrong one to ask.
And I still have that portrait,
make her
pastel
happy,
portrait of Marcia.
Oh, that's right. My God, my eyes are still bleeding from the one time I went over to a Buzz's apartment. Or no, this was in your house. This is not the apartment. This is our house. And as I'm getting the grand tour, go in the bedroom, and right there is an oil painting, a full frontal nude of Marcia.
Mm-hmm.
Just proudly hanging in the bedroom. It's like, oh, my God. Is it an oil?
No, it's actually done with chalk. It's like pastels. Oh. And her face is also very vague. It's very shadowy.
I knew it was Marcia right away.
Well, sure. You can. Anybody who knows Marcia knows that's
her. Where in the house is the one of you?
There isn't one of me. There's never been one of me. Not yet, anyway.
All right. So that's the latest. Oh, my God. People are calling about your new medication, Mike.
Hello?
We're going to start this again.
Hi.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi. Is this Don?
Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah, hi. It's Craig from Manhattan.
Hi, Craig.
Hello, Craig.
How are you, Don? Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to talk to Mike about that new Celexa he's taking.
Yeah, please. Go right ahead.
It's got a plus and a minus. The stuff works better than Paxil, better than anything. I've been taking it for 2 months. You feel great. Nothing at all bothers you. The only thing is your equipment is dead.
Now it's...
Here we go again.
That's the case.
And yet my doctor told me that the company who makes it, if they could take that bad part out of it, they'd have the market cornered.
Well, no. You see, I went on this stuff because the opposite is supposed to be true.
It's supposed to have fewer side effects that way.
Well,
in fact, they sell it. They actually come on television with...
Right.
With the attitude that's what it's all about.
Well, you will be the one that will
exactly.
answer.
You might want to see your physician if you're having problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he told me he might have to put me on something else. But, again, I hope it works for you because, again, this stuff is great. You're so calm. Nothing will aggravate you.
Let me tell you this, though. If that happens, the experiment is over.
Yeah. Well, then you go back.
Then I wean myself
off. The violently insane person you were.
I'll be an animal in traffic again, and that'll be it.
Well, that's what I'm torn against, because as soon as I stop taking it for 2 days, I start to get nuts again.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
That you might get sexual side effects, but you won't care because it's so effective?
No, because
you'll be so happy.
Yeah, you won't care.
How could you be happy though if you couldn't get?
No, I went on this Paxil for a very brief period of time. Mm-hmm. As soon as I even thought that there were problems with that, I went to the guy and I said, "Take me off it. I don't want to be on it.
Okay.
I'll feel the exact same way about this stuff, no matter how happy and peppy I am." And the thing is though, this stuff is marketed for that very reason, to not have the same. However,
and everybody's different.
However, I will tell you that I read in my little, and you read the warnings unlike other stuff.
Right.
You read every sentence that's written.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was included in there. God, the side effects are just ridiculous.
Like
they have to put every side effect in there. Dizziness while operating machinery, passing out, cold sweats, disorientations, changes in personality.
Yeah.
I mean, every type of, they all have that. They all put that in. They have to. It's legally required. But, the one thing is they did have also sexual side effects. So we'll see what happens.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, leader of the New World, Rob Order.
The
Rob Spiewak, leader of the New World.
Okay.
Hey, Don, I called a bunch of balls about Ken Stevens.
What about him?
You mentioned his name again today, and you adamantly mentioned his name yesterday. I thought you vowed to never mention that man's name again unless the words Osama Bin were in front of
it. You know what? You are correct in that regard. But I think yesterday you could give me a pass because we were working, Ken. We set up...
We sent
Tom Gavin up there to take his shirt off and take his shoes off in the middle of Osama's meeting. Let me just say that pivotal days ahead.
Pivotal 48-hour period, I think.
Pivotal 48 hours in our...
In fairness, Ken should be allowed probably that amount of time.
Yeah, we are at a pivotal point in our relationship with either Ken Stevens or...
And I like
Osama Ben Stevens.
I like your attitude, and I share your attitude of... it will be a quiet decision on either side.
No yelling, no screaming.
No need anymore.
Good. No.
Good.
The ball, let me just say that if for whatever reason, it's in his court right now.
Yeah, one gets to a point where you're just kind of like, okay, what's the deal here?
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah, we got 48 important hours with Ken that we are not going to bother you with right now. Hmm. But you're right. I did say I wouldn't say his name unless I said Osama Ken Laden.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, to be honest, there had been some behind-the-scenes stuff that had earned him the right to not be called Osama Ken Laden.
Yes.
And then there are some stuff happening behind the scenes now that might warrant that name again.
Always an adventure here.
I mean, I can't...
Always an adventure.
I can't tell you. You know, the guy is... he's an enigma.
Yeah.
I swear to God, he's an enigma. I spent...
But there's no real reason to get mad.
Right. I was wondering if he ever took care of that thing with the guy.
Well, that's what the whole thing is about, the thing with the guy.
Right.
We're not even sure whether...
You've got to take care of the other thing before you take care of the thing with the guy with the thing.
Oh, shut up.
No, but I think the guy, he kind of follows what we're saying. I mean,
just annoying me, and I thought this anti-depressant medication, God.
Now, if you're talking about the thing with the guy...
Rob Order! Duh.
If you're talking about the thing with the guy with the car, well, that was taken care of. Right. But if you're talking about the thing... with the other guy, then Ken has a lot to do with that thing and that guy. And the other guy that I had the meeting with. I mean, I know I'm speaking in freaking riddles and mumbo jumbo here.
But I like the attitude of just a quiet decision should be made.
Yeah. Hmm. I had a long discussion with Ken yesterday. And at one point I just said, do you really want to know what the bug is up my ass? Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's strictly between us and Ken.
Right,
that's it.
So
we'll let you know what happens. You know, everything's cool, everything's fine.
Good,
no need to worry. Yet.
Right. Of course, bubbling beneath the surface would be a reasonable amount of rage.
Always, but with you and the medication,
it's always beneath the surface with me.
That will stay. Down at a level that is manageable.
That's great. I'll do my very best.
Yeah. And, you know, well, you read the email that I sent to Ken today.
Yeah.
And,
I thought it was great.
And it was a very, heartfelt, professional, written letter. No slams, no name calling.
There's no need for it.
Right. So I don't want to fight with you. Just want to know what...
I think after this amount of time and after working with this individual for this period of time, he would understand what is important to us and what is not important to us. And I frankly think that in the next 48 hours, things will be indelibly clear to us.
Let me just say that this is not a new situation that we're bringing up.
Not at all.
This is a situation, if you're actually keeping count, this has been now, we are entering the 10th year of a resolution to a situation.
Sure.
At the 10th. We are into the 10th year. We are into our second decade of this issue.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So think about it like that.
And I want to say this as delicately as possible. Because of that amount of time,
we hope that the situation gets resolved. But would I not be inaccurate in saying if it doesn't, that would almost be a positive situation for us as well?
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Either way, we're going to be...
I mean, really, in fact...
Don't say you're hoping that it doesn't.
No, I'm not going to say that.
Don't say that because you. I know you hope it does.
I hope it gets resolved.
I know you hope it gets resolved.
I do. I really do.
We all do.
One day, what I'm going to have to do is just sit down with Mike and sit down with my wife and all the people that are important to me and Buzz and Rob and all the people who depend on this show to pay their bills and say, listen, do you mind if I get you all fired by getting on the air and just...
Well, it's out of the bag now, isn't it?
Just tell him the truth about everything that's happened.
Right.
But we're not to that point yet. So anyway.
Hey.
Anyway, what are we doing here?
What we're doing is probably saving a little extra from our paychecks.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, hi.
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, my name is Robert from D.C.
Hi, Robert. Hello.
Hey, are you guys going to have the pictures of the girls who are topless on the building on your website?
I don't see why. Now, listen, I don't know. I don't know. I wouldn't see any reason that couldn't happen.
All depends on the women.
So awesome.
It depends on how the women feel when they get here.
We got the digital camera. I do know the philosophy on WNEW.com, which is pretty much our homepage now. I know that.
WNEW.com?
Yeah, I know that if a girl is topless, if her head is not showing, it's okay if she's like O.J. Simpson's ex-wife,
right?
you can show it. So if the girls wouldn't mind being photographed, sure, we'll put the pictures up on NEW.com.
Sure, why not?
That'd be awesome. Good. Oh, also, I got a question for you guys.
Yes.
I got a joke to stump to you.
What?
I got a joke to stump you guys.
No.
Is that a joke to stump us, you said?
Yeah.
No, the deal is on this show with jokes. And now I'll give you this. We are not the funniest guys in the world, but I bet we're funnier than you. If you got a joke that you really think is funny, well, what you do is you give your phone number off the air to Lisa. We call you back. If the joke doesn't make us laugh, we give out your phone number on the air.
Oh.
See, well, that's the way of you finding out how sure about your material you really are.
It's kind of funny, you know.
Well, see that, then I wouldn't take that chance, sir.
All right.
Well, then let's part as friends.
Okay.
All right. See you later. Okay. Bye bye. See you later.
Sounded like his tongue was stapled to the roof of his mouth.
Now, incidentally, about WNEW.com, we do want to thank the hundreds of thousands of people,
wow.
Over 100,000 people, actually not hundreds, but over 100,000 people voted yesterday on
their Las Vegas style show.
On their choice for the Las Vegas style show.
Very exciting.
We're going somewhere to do a Las Vegas style show on Saturday night, Super Bowl Saturday, the whole show. And the five cities that were in the running were... And in no particular order, this is just the order that we read the letters from. Reno, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Long Island, New York, Annapolis, Maryland, and Stockton, California. I am now going to ask for each member of the crew, all six of us, Joe, Slow Joe, Lisa, Rumpelstiltskin, everybody get in here, and let's all get a pencil and a piece of paper, and what we're going to do is vote right now, live, on the air, for the city that we will be going to.
All right.
Okay.
Everyone's filling out their ballots.
Okay.
I'm in.
Okay, you're in. Okay, now, again, what we have to do is we're going to have to keep this... what is the deal on this? That we can't announce where we're going to be because we don't want the cops to come and bust us.
Yeah, right. Sure.
But we're going to we're going to select the winner now.
Right. Very good. Now, because we have to keep the location secret, does that mean that the winner won't know?
No, the winner will know. Lisa will call the winner as soon as we get.
We won't have the winner on the air though, right?
Right.
Yeah, not until Monday.
So Monday we will have the winner, but the winner will know.
But we're going to have to ask the winner.
So the audience that voted, the 100,000 people, won't know
until Monday.
If their pick won until Monday.
Well, it'd be no different than the goddamn presidential election.
That's right. Okay.
And I understand the only reason...
Are you going to hold up a sign that says where we're going?
Yeah, yeah.
For us?
I'll let you know.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll let you know.
You can hold it up on a whiteboard just like Tim Russert would.
First, let's go to Buzz. Buzz, your vote is for...
There it is.
Gotcha. Joe, your vote... Is this Joe's vote?
Let me see.
Joe's vote is for...
Okay.
Okay. Let me see. Lisa's vote is for...
Wow. I'm surprised at that.
Rob's vote is for...
Wow. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah. That's incredible.
See? I'm an enigma.
Mike and I shared a vote.
We did indeed, and we were outvoted.
Now,
I can't believe that. I wish I could publicize my vote.
The listener's vote.
Let me see the listener's vote.
The listener's vote matches my vote and your vote.
And because of the fact that the listener's vote only counts for one vote... That means that the vote is 1, 2, 3, 4 to 3. We have lost.
We have lost, and
Joe, Lisa, Rob, and Buzz have picked the winner.
And it will become apparent on Monday.
I sure hope that you let you sing from the highest mountaintop who I voted for.
I shall.
Thank you.
I shall. Because, frankly, I know you folks...
Not that I'm not really delighted about where we're going, because I think that's going to be... That was my second choice.
You're going to be surprised at the voting.
Of who voted where?
Best letter.
Well, you know what? Everybody will have to fess up to who they voted for.
That's right.
On Monday's episode, and we let you know. But suffice to say, right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner.
Very exciting.
And Lisa, would you please come in right now and pick up the telephone and call this person off the air.
And then you're going to hear Lisa's side. Congratulations, you're the big winner. Are you excited?
That we're coming to their their house on Saturday night for the big Las Vegas-style show. So Lisa, come on in. Wow.
This is exciting.
It's pretty amazing.
I wasn't expecting it to be that close.
I wasn't either.
Nor was I.
I was surprised at the listeners voting, too. I didn't know that that was who the listeners picked. I'm very, very surprised at that.
So you're going to call the winner right now?
Oh,
there's the winning letter. I'm looking at it right now.
Very exciting.
And what we're going to do is...
No names, Lisa.
No names. Simply tell her.
Be as clandestine as you can.
He, she, it, whoever answers the phone, that they've won, and then we'll be there on Saturday night.
Very, very exciting moment here.
We're showing up.
How are you?
We're calling at 8 o'clock, right?
I was just calling to congratulate you that you have won our Las Vegas Style Show contest for February 2nd. And we're coming to your house.
Sorry.
Hold on a second. I have a message from Don.
You got to shut up about it. Can't tell anybody.
Yeah.
What about the people that... It's going to invite.
Except for them.
Yeah, but they have to shut up, too.
Right. Okay.
How many people do they have coming?
How many people are you going to invite? About 50.
How many women out of the 50?
How many women out of the 50?
Good question.
Long answer. Disturbing.
Uh-oh.
Might have to
30.
About 30.
60%.
There must be some men there.
That's fine. That's all right.
As long as men are fine.
More girls than guys. That's all we ask.
Yeah, so other than those 50... You can't tell anybody.
Nor can they.
And those 50 can't tell anybody either.
It's top secret.
And top less.
And top less. Top secret and top less.
Does the winner appear happy?
Yes, ecstatic he she it is.
Okay. All right.
The winner's excited?
That you want me to pass on to Don and Mike? No, we are very happy.
Can I speak to the winner?
Hold on one second. Mike wants to speak to the air. Hold on.
Thanks. Great.
All right, there you go, Mike.
Oh, how are you? I'm Mike O'Mara from the Don and Mike Show.
But he doesn't say he voted
against
him.
Coming out to your house to do a Las Vegas-style show. Sure hope you're excited. Look forward to meeting you and yours.
Let me go.
You know, put you on with Don Geronimo now. Okay, here's Don.
We're coming.
None of this, of course, is on the air. His side.
Right.
Hello. Hi,
this is me, too.
Disc jockey Don Geronimo. Hi. Hi, I'm fine. Don't be pissed at...
he sounds hot.
At Mike and I. We voted for another letter. But...
he sounds really hot.
But your letter was great, and we'll see it's the best one.
Is he, she, it a little nervous?
Are you a little nervous?
Sounds it.
A little nervous. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. Hold on. We look forward to seeing you Saturday. Hold on. Here's Lisa again. Okay, well.
Tell his Shia to get the mind right.
Yeah, we got
it. For Saturday.
We got it. We got it happening. We got it happening Saturday night.
Excellent.
And you'll hear about it. You got to wait till Monday's episode.
Right.
I mean, because really, if we let you know now.
Right.
The deal is that neighbors would find out, and, you know, we'd have problems with cops and with noise ordinances, and we'd rather just get there and do the freaking show.
And may I say, all you junior producers out there, they're going to call with your, you know, different ideas about why we can't, just shut up. Just leave us alone. Let us do this. We'll deal with it Monday.
Right.
I've got people calling me to say, you know, why can't you at least say the city? And I'm telling them not to underestimate the power of our listeners. They'll find it.
Yeah, that's
whether
true.
It's in, you know, Los Angeles
or
Manhattan.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if hey, we can't do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, the five cities, Reno, Fredericksburg, Virginia, Long Island, New York, Annapolis, Maryland, or Stockton, California, if we announced which city it was, I guarantee that there are... listen, this is why we love you guys. We got the sneakiest listeners in the world.
We do indeed.
It would get out.
Oh, yeah.
It would get out. Someone would say, oh, you wrote the letter, and I know, hey, I know where the party is.
Yeah, well, and this came from our standards and practices. The bottom line is we are going into a neighborhood, and when you go into a neighborhood, you have to do this on the QT, and that's what's going to make it special.
Mm-hmm. The last thing that we want to happen is to go to someone's house with all this stuff and get all this naked junk happening.
Right.
And have the cops come in
exactly.
to someone's house and shut it down.
Right.
So, suffice...
The winner is very nervous already.
And let me see. Hello, who's this? Don and Mike.
This is Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you're taking a trip with us on Saturday.
Where to?
I can't... Well...
Get me off the air. I'll talk to you off the air.
No, that's not necessary, Tom.
We'll contact you, Tom.
Let me
just say this, Tom.
What?
You might want to pack a bag.
Good.
Yeah, and Tom, we might need to blindfold Tom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once we get to the city.
Where the airport are we going out of?
Tom, just cool it, all right?
You'll be contacted.
Tom, I'm not saying if we're taking a plane or if we're taking a train or if we're taking a car or if we're walking.
All right.
Okay, all right, Tom.
Do you want to talk about an ultimate secret keeper? You got him right here.
Yeah. Just remember this. You're going and Dennis is not.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll see you Wednesday night, guys.
Wednesday night?
Okay. Bowling.
Right, Tom.
Oh, bowling.
Right. He goes to everything we go to.
Right, I forgot we're bowling on Wednesday night.
The best idea might be to tell him the destination on Sunday morning. And not a moment before. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
I think you gave it away where you're going.
Yeah, I know that, sir. And I know if you listened with great detail, Don and I both gave it away.
How do we give it away?
But I can't. If we discuss that, then we really will give it away.
Okay.
All right?
Mike,
go away.
Write it down. Tell me how. Write it down.
Buzz, talk for a second. I can't write it down.
All right. Hold on. Let me turn our mics off.
We've taken the votes and the votes of the listeners and the people on the show, and we have selected a destination for this Saturday night for the We're Doing a Las Vegas-Style Show at Your House.
Oh, you know what? I'll address that. I got no problem addressing that. Then if we said she, because the only letter was from she, I have news for you that the letter from Reno was from a husband and wife.
There you go.
The letter from New York, from Long Island, while from a guy named Darren, included a contact that was a woman.
Right.
And the letter from Stockton as well had a guy's name with a girl's name on it.
There you are.
So, you know, if you junior G-men out there want to...
F you, white trash.
Think you figured it out because we said she...
People get excited about our contest.
They think they know.
No, absolutely not. But keep guessing. Make it fun for you for the next week.
Sure. Absolutely.
It's Saturday night, Super Bowl Saturday. Going to someone's house.
We are indeed.
Las Vegas style show.
Woohoo!
Okay, call in to win now. 877-365-3636. Oh, our brand new cheap contest.
Yeah.
Let's make a cheap deal.
All right.
Where you, Rob, run these envelopes over to Buzz, please.
You got it.
You are going to either win $50, $100, or $250. Or you're going to win the regular lane prize. Or you're going to win a zonk prize.
A zonk.
Because that's, frankly, we've got no budget. I mean, the money that we're spending for this Las Vegas-style show, As far as I know right now, hello, you're looking at the guys who are paying for it.
There you go.
So we got nothing happening. So call now, call 100, play our cheap contest. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
Can they be kind? Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
They were trying. All right, call 100 time. Here we go with our brand new cheap contest. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello.
My name is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
From Newburgh, New York.
Mark, you are caller number 100, which means you've won something. Now, are you ready to play? Let's make a very cheap deal. Buzz Burbank, who I think most people will acknowledge is an honest, trustworthy sort.
He's a straight shooter.
Yes, I am.
The guy won't make up news or anything on this show.
Mm-mm.
Buzz has in his hand right now, I'm not making this up, Buzz really has...
three real envelopes.
Envelope A, envelope B, envelope C.
Mm-hmm.
In one of the envelopes is cash.
Right.
Either $50, $100, or $250. Second envelope has a lame prize. Like one of the junky prizes they want us to give away.
Like a contact prize pack.
Or the third envelope has a crazy kooky song. So the question is, being caller 100, which envelope do you want Buzz to open?
C.
C.
Envelope C.
Chosen envelope C. Should I open the others to see what he missed?
No, open that
all
one
right,
first.
Just C. All right.
And you have one.
And here it is. I'm sorry, sir. It's the Zonk. You have won yourself some liquid paper.
Oh, no!
Congratulations.
Liquid Buzz, paper.
Buzz,
liquid. What would he have won if he picked envelope B?
Let's look at that. Also sealed.
Liquid paper. You know, that stuff that you use if you make a mistake when you type.
Envelope B, the prize pack.
Ah, that would have been the contact. B. That would have been the contact.
So envelope A must have been the good one. And it contains
$50. $50! All right, sorry.
Sorry about that, but you get yourself some nice liquid paper.
And we will send it to you, whiteout.
All right, you guys are God.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much for playing.
Hold on a second.
That exciting music.
You like that, huh? Well, we're trying everything we can, Mike, to pick it up.
The only thing missing is the lasers.
We got nothing to give away. We got dick to give away.
Thank you for joining us in the chamber.
So we're doing the best that we can.
That's right.
Yeah, listen, we're thinking about...
Company came out ahead on that one.
We're thinking about... doing some topless sunbathing today. If any of you gals want to join us, any of you broads, any of you tomatoes want to come down to the Don and Mike World Broadcast headquarters.
I was just outside nude sunbathing with Wendell Hall, and let me tell you, it is gorgeous.
Topless, bottomless, whatever you like, up on the roof. And if you come down and do that with us, you'll have the choice of the same three envelopes. Do let me mention now, though, that tomorrow on the show, we are going to be playing... Donna Mike's nude password.
Another nude game.
Yeah. Right. Now, for this one, we've got money to give away.
Yay.
We got $500. And it's very simple. We need two guys and two girls.
Very good.
And it works a lot like strip trivia used to, where you'll start with your clothes on.
Yes.
And for every question, every password you get wrong, you take an article of clothing off.
The password is... screwed.
Does it matter if you're a married couple? If if you're a boyfriend and girlfriend couple? We are looking for one guy and one girl to be on each team.
So couples are encouraged.
Yes, couples are encouraged to join us here live tomorrow in the studio for Nude Password.
Nude Password.
First prize is $500 cash.
Excellent.
And we do need to set this up in advance so that we know you guys are ready to play. So if you want to play Nude Password, if you're a husband and wife team or boyfriend-girlfriend team, call 877-365-3636, or being as we're here in D.C., call 202-432-1067. As soon as we get the folks who want to come down tomorrow to play the nude password, put them right through.
Very good.
Now,
I mentioned I would play this for you yesterday, and I brought it in today.
I chuckled briefly when I saw that sitting on your desk before.
I want to tell you something. I want to tell you that I am a cynical a-hole, and there's not a lot of people in this world who I truly admire and respect. I mean that. Brian Wilson is one of those.
The disc jockey?
No, the Beach Boy.
Ah, the Beach Boy, yes.
The haunting melodies.
The creative force behind the Beach Boy.
I mean, seriously, I've said this before, I think the guy in future generations is going to be thought of as freaking Beethoven.
Genius.
That, I mean, the songs, to me, are all of the songs when I was growing up, and Pet Sounds was maybe the best album I've ever heard in my life. Brian Wilson was the genius behind the Beach Boys. Okay? Now that I've done all of that ass-kissing, let me tell you that I recently purchased his new album, Live at the Roxy.
Ah, very good. And there's a picture of the current Brian Wilson on the cover.
Here he is, and
look for the union label.
As you can see on the back, he's sitting at a keyboard.
And look at him surrounded by his support staff.
Yeah, he has a kick-ass band behind him, and he's got guys who sound like the Beach Boys. And so let me say, I love Brian Wilson, but I would not be honest if I didn't tell you that when I heard this, I about peed my pants.
Now, he's got the background singer. She's got the backup band. Is there enough of Brian Wilson where we can hear him come through?
Yeah.
Loud and clear?
The first song I've selected is one of my all-time favorite Beach Boys songs. We've been having fun all summer long.
Okay?
Okay. All summer long. And the song starts off with the... Do 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 sit in my car outside your house.
In my car.
Now, up to that point, it's all background singers.
Right.
Then when you get to the line, remember when I spilled Coke all over your blouse? That's Brian Wilson.
Okay.
So you listen and you
okay.
you judge. There he is. And again, the band and the other singers, tight as can be. Good. Here he is again. It's like the Caddyshack guy. Singing. These are all the backup guys. Here he is.
When we run that horse, we got a thrill.
Wow.
It's real sad.
Now, here are the high point, and they don't even bother to sing. They all just whistle. Poor Brian Wilson.
Hey, I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide.
Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right.
Boy, almost sounds like it's sampled.
We know Brian Wilson has had his issues mentally. Is there anything physically wrong with him that causes?
Well,
had a stroke?
No, I think it's anybody that's done that much, you know, narcotic work.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
You're gonna probably get to do
a little
circuit that are broken between the brain and the mouth.
I'm looking at you.
What's this one?
Great one.
Oh, yeah.
God only knows what I'd do without you.
One of their best.
And again, I mean, even listen to the musicians he's got behind him. They're doing a great job. Brian Wilson. I'm sorry.
I may not always love you.
Chris Burke saying.
As long as there are stars above you.
You know, I'll give him credit on his pitch.
Yeah, right.
He's got perfect pitch.
I'll make you so sure about it.
It's just a way.
He only knows what I'd be without you.
Without you.
But it's like bad karaoke, man.
Hold on, that one's a little more in his range.
It definitely has a sound of drunkenness. Yeah. Because you're right, his tone.
God
right?
knows what I'd be without you.
Okay, let's go to.
You're wearing green so you can hide your tramp. You remember when it spilled coke all over your blouse?
I'm looking at you. You wore green so you could hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
Ooh, that was a good one. Ooh, that was right.
Ooh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman. You know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean and you're mean. You're not too far between either, I bet, are you?
Well, it's been building up inside of me.
Is that him?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I keep thinking something's about to go.
It's, you know, he sounds like a Reed-sard, though.
His notes are dead on. It's when he has to use diction.
Right. All right, hold on. Let me try.
Well, it's been, I don't know how long.
Is this in my room?
That's great. I'm looking at you.
Most lyrics that are purple.
There's a world.
Now, this is.
I can go tell my.
So now he really needs the help.
And, you know, this is his anthem.
Barely hear him singing on this. It's mainly the background.
In my room, in my room.
I'm playing in a sandbox.
In this world, I look at.
See, he's
he got himself some good background
That's
singers.
That's what I said. I mean, these guys sound better than the Beach Boys.
All right, let's go to another slow one.
Thank you.
To see how they do with
Surfer Girl.
Okay.
Do you love me?
I jump ship in Oakland, and I make my way over to Tibet. And I get on as a looper at a course with her in L.A.
A looper?
A looper. No, a caddy. Looper.
Again, not him now.
Right.
I mean, anybody can hide in this.
These guys are actually a pretty decent Beach
yeah.
Boys sound-alike band.
Absolutely.
Right.
Do you love me? Do you
so I tell them I'm a pro chef. And who do you think they get? The Dalai Lama. 12th son of the Lama.
See, they hide him.
Now, there's a solo in here.
There is.
Should be him.
Standing by me.
The flowing robes, grace, all striking. I'm on a first tee with him. I give him the driver. He hauls off and whacks one. Big hitter. Long. Into a 10,000 foot crevice right at the base of this glacier.
Here we go.
I mean, maybe you gotta be a Brian Wilson lover like me to appreciate. Alright, hold on, let's,
He's, if you know Brian Wilson, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
the pitch is okay. But of course, we're talking about he's getting an awful lot of he's getting a lot of
yeah,
a lot of help,
a ton of help. Which is why you got to just listen to the isolated lines, like in All Summer Long.
That's right.
Let's see.
Okay, this is going to be a wonderful night. Let's get going.
It's good going, kids.
Ba 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 ba.
Stop you, man.
Ba 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 ba.
That's not him. No, that's not him. Not him. Also, tempo-wise, it's brought down just
a little
half a beat.
Right.
Now, he's there somewhere.
Right.
You think his keyboard's plugged in?
I bet they've pulled a Jack Diamond on him.
Yeah, are there any other keyboards on stage that you see on the picture?
You think he's plugged in?
That's him.
I count on the picture on the album. One, two, three other keyboards.
Number four.
Ray, Mike, stand back. Play it again.
And here's one.
Play it again.
Well, actually, the pitch is not bad. It's not a Beach Boys song, but it's like bad karaoke. Okay.
Hey, I'm looking at you. More green so you can hide. I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
Said that, listen to this.
I'll make you happy, baby. Just wait and see. For every kiss you give.
And I got so much of that background happening.
Yeah.
Plenty of money.
I mean, he's happy.
Did you ever hear the Olsen sisters talk about him?
As
a father?
Cinderella story. This unknown comes out of nowhere to lead the pack. At Augusta, he's on his final hole. He's about 455 yards away. He's going to hit about 2 hours. Well, he got out of that. The crowd is standing on his feet here at Augusta. The normally reserved Augusta crowd. Going wild. For this young Cinderella. He's coming out of nowhere. He's got about... I guess he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and he's gonna. Cinderella story. Grangekeeper now. It looks like a wreck. It's in the hole. You wore green so you could hide.
Oh,
think you can top it. Let's get it one more. All right, now. How would you like if we gave you some good vibes? You want some good vibes?
Good
vibes.
Some
really good
my
vibes?
Favorite. My favorite
want
Beach Boys song.
All right.
I love this song. I don't care if he's effed up.
He does okay with his part on this one.
I love the colorful clothes she wears.
Hell, as good as he can.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Maybe this is a good one, too.
It's funny, right?
He kind of backs away on the harmony. The sound man, like, takes him away.
Now, this is nothing. This is no Brian Wilson.
In the background. Right here.
These guys are good.
That's a little machine, too.
Yeah, that little
What was it called?
It's called a theremin.
A theremin?
A theremin. I think it's T-H-E-R-E-M-I-N.
A theremin. There we go.
Softly smile, I know she must be calm.
Great.
I'm looking at you. Look in her eyes.
More green so you can hide.
With me to a blossom world.
Do you know what the land is?
No.
Dilemma. The rest is all just the background singers here.
Man, obviously. That'd be a good show. I'd go see that show.
Tight as hell.
Is he touring Washington this summer?
I would go see him.
Backstage.
Again, the definitive.
Hello, Don.
Right here.
I don't blame you. You're a tramp.
That was a good one.
Looking at you, you can hide. Come. When we run that horse, we got it free.
They're gonna sniff me.
And I say, hey.
So I got that going. Which is
nice.
Won't be long till summertime is through. I'm looking at you. Every now and then we hear a song. Breathe so you can hide.
That was a good one. Ooh, that was right.
It hurts you to do this, doesn't it?
It does.
That's funny.
It does.
I understand you're a big fan, isn't he? You know, he's still hanging in there. And a couple of his brothers.
It sounds like it was a really fun show, a real intimate kind of.
We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but it was very intimate, you know. So I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
Do you prefer an intimate kind of a smaller crowd when you're playing live or one of the bigger houses?
I like the small ones. It's easier to sing to, and I get a more closer relationship with the audience. You know what I mean? But Lou Adler, my friend Lou Adler, owns the Roxy. Yeah, I knew him in the 60s.
Were you nervous?
I didn't know this was on there.
Oh, I was very nervous. Yeah, I had butterflies in my stomach. As soon as the first chord of the first song started, I felt okay. I was like, that was cool. Yeah. It was like a reunion kind of thing for me, yeah.
Are there any particular songs that you were especially
proud of? Wait, hold on, hold on. Who picked that interviewer? Are there any particular songs? By,
I don't know. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
You said a number of times while you've been playing the tracks that you're a big fan of Brian's, and I want to know where this is coming from because you're insulting the guy.
Come on, listen.
We're just having a little fun.
It's funny.
Think it's funny to listen to and make fun of the way he talks?
Well, yes. I mean, it's a guy that fried his own brain.
He did it to himself. It ain't like he was on a car wreck or something.
You're absolutely right. I don't deny that.
And
he did all this stuff to himself. But he's talking about a legend in the industry.
But is it funny? Yes.
It's not funny.
I am pissed time that the guy is absolutely, without a doubt, our generation's Beethoven.
Exactly.
And if I lived back in the time of Beethoven, and Beethoven got fried on LSD and acid, and then later came out and was doing interviews like this.
It sounds like it was a really fun show, a real intimate kind of...
We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but it was very intimate.
I would be goofing on Beethoven as well.
Yeah, just having a little fun.
All right, because I've seen him in these concerts, and you're absolutely right. Everybody picked up the slack for him. He was singing harmony in Surfer Girl rather than singing the lead. His keyboard is plugged in, but they have the volume down. Which they did the same thing when he toured with the Beach Boys back in the 70s.
Mike and I saw it in 1985.
I was backstage in 1985 and watched Brian Wilson literally... carried up the stairs. They literally carried him up the stairs and put him on his seat.
But having said all of that, it does not mean that I cannot be a fan, say he is the greatest musician. Maybe
we're fans of Elvis, too. We have fun with Elvis.
Maybe of my life, but... Listen,
you're right.
You got
to
hear
it. It's closer to home because he's a fan, and you make fun of Elvis. I'm not offended because I'm not a fan of Elvis. So
and you know what? And frankly, really, the first time I got this album, my first reaction with this CD was sadness.
Right.
Exactly.
The first time. But
that
then,
was mine when I saw
but
him
then
was
the second,
live.
But then the second...
It really destroyed me to see him do it live.
Second time, I laughed.
You know, you can be a fan
the
of anybody,
time,
and you can be a big fan of anybody... If their behavior results in something that's kind of comical, you laugh at it.
Andy Bonds, Tuesday. Oh, Bonds of Freedom. Oh, Bonds for Freedom. Andy Bonds, Tuesday. La, 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 lee. Lee, 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 la. I see to buy your share of freedom today.
It sounds like day, it was a really fun show. A real intimate kind of...
We had a good time that night. It was really a very small club, but very intimate, you know. So I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
Which is nice.
Brothers say you are taking the sunshine.
See, that is not Brian Wilson.
That is an old man that used to sing songs in a nursing home.
Hard to tell.
That's right. I know we got a break, Rob. Hello,
I don't even know who's on the phone.
Dan? Are you there, Dan?
Hello?
Dan?
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, my God. I grew up listening to Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys with my parents. My God. Turn it off, please. You're killing me. Please.
I know, but come on.
I mean, how about Brian Wilson meeting Charlie? La, 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 la. Get to know Charlie.
All right. See,
how far does that interview go? Is there more of that interview?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi. I am not a fan of the Beach Boys, but I'm a huge fan of Caddyshack, and this is hysterical.
No, that's who it is. That's the voice. That's the vocal pattern.
That's who he is. We're looking at Barbara Ramirez's, Craig.
Don't stop. I'm laughing out loud.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
It sounds sounds like it was a really fun show, a real intimate kind of...
We had a good time that night. It was really a very small crowd, but it was very intimate, you know. So I got off on the intimacy of it. It was really fun.
Oh, Mrs. Crane, you're a little monkey woman, you know that? You're a little monkey woman. You're lean and you're mean. You're not too far between either, I bet, are you, huh?
Do you prefer an intimate kind of a smaller crowd when you're playing live or one of the bigger houses?
I like the small ones. It's easier to sing to...
Would you like to wrap your spikes around my head?
And I get a more closer relationship with the audience, you know what I mean? But Lou Adler, my friend Lou Adler, owns the Roxy. Yeah, I knew him in the 60s, yeah.
Were you nervous at all when you started the show?
What?
Oh, I was very nervous. Yeah, I had butterflies in my stomach. As soon as the first chord of the first song started, I felt okay. I was like, that was cool. It was like a reunion kind of thing for me, yeah.
Are there any particular songs that you were especially proud of or that you were really happy with the way it turned out?
California Girls was a very, very favorite of that night.
It was a very, very
I love
favorite.
That song, California Girls. It was very interesting.
And that was also the first night that you played the first time.
That has got to be one of the greatest lyrics I've ever
heard. You want to hear that solo again?
California Girls was a very, very favorite part of that night in the show. I love that song, California Girls. It was very interesting.
And that was also the first night that you played the first time.
That has got to be one of the greatest lyrics I've ever written. I tell you, that really was a good lyric. And everybody liked it, too.
I think people were a little surprised to hear you singing a little piece of the Bare Naked Ladies song, Brian Wilson.
Yeah. That was my wife's idea. She wanted me to do it, so I did it.
Well, hold on a second. I think we have a contestant for the Nude Pyramid tomorrow.
Ah, very good.
Or for New
Password.
New Password. Password. Hello?
Hello.
You want to come down and play some Nude Password tomorrow?
Yeah, sure.
Win $500. Now, you coming by yourself or you bringing a...
I'm bringing a man. So the two of us, we're young, we're attractive, so it won't be scary for you guys.
Wonderful.
All right, so that's all we need is one more couple then.
Right.
Beautiful. All right.
Well, what's your first name?
My name's Angela.
And what's your man's name?
His name is Mike.
Okay, Angela, hold on a second. Fantastic. Great. See you tomorrow.
Wow. Okay.
Looking forward to it.
One of these couples wins 500 bills on the show tomorrow.
$100.
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful.
We need one more couple to play the Nude Password tomorrow. Let's go to Terry. Are you there, Terry? Hello, Terry.
Yeah, hi, Don and Mike. This is Terry.
Yeah, hi, Terry.
Hey, what is this? The Dance of the Living Dead?
Okay.
Right. We're having fun.
Everybody, yeah. Everybody back off.
Everybody has an opinion.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you got to lay off the crack pipe, man. How can you say that Brian Wilson is going to be considered Beethoven? The Beach Boys are awful. They stink.
Pet Sounds is considered one of the most important and influential albums in history alongside Revolver and Rubber Soul from the Beatles.
I realize it is subjective, but I'm telling you, if you listen to the harmonies of the Beach Boys, if you listen to the way that Brian Wilson built track upon track upon track of music, mm-hmm. of truly melodic, beautiful music.
And the significance you have to work into the Beach Boys here is modern music and its influence on modern music, modern recording, and the way songs were constructed and the way they're still constructed today. The influence of the Beach Boys and the way those records were made influences artists to this very day.
True.
They were pioneers.
I don't care what you say.
You got to take your subjectivity out of it. I'm talking about there are certain subjective attitudes you can have towards the Beach Boys, but when you're talking about the way records were constructed and the way recordings were done and the way their music was made, these were trailblazing things that they did.
I think you'll agree that the Beatles were a great group, right? Wouldn't you think the Beatles might be the Beethoven of our time?
I would guess, but...
Okay, well then, do you know this really seriously? Here's the order of how it happened. Magical Mystery Tour comes out. Beach Boys go, God damn, that's good. We're going to make one better. We're going to make Pet Sounds. The Beatles hear Pet Sounds, and they say, God damn, that's good. We're going to make a little something called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Mm-hmm. Right, I feel you, but the Beach Boys sound altogether, I've never liked that.
Well, then you're a moron. What can I say?
Stink.
Who do you like?
Who do I like?
I'm not even much of a music person, but I know
he hates all music, Don.
I'm not much of a music person.
But, well, good argument. That's a good credibility there.
Good argument. See you later.
Okay. Boy, you know, it's hard. Yeah. I mean, one of the reasons the Beach Boys have been so popular for so many years, it is very difficult, and I don't think I'm speaking out of school, to find people that don't like some Beach Boys music.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, they really are universally loved, very much like the Beatles.
I know. It put everybody at ease, yeah.
Let's go away for a while and pet some.
Oh, those shoes are fantastic instrumentals. They're really good, you know. They're placed perfectly in the show. They really sound good, too. I like the vibraphones. I think that really carries Let's Go Away for a While.
Back Home is a song that you always seem to have just the greatest time with. You
know? Oh, I love that song. I love it. It's like, well, I'm going back this summer to Ohio.
You know what's amazing? You know, as much as fun as we're having making fun of him, you hear his pitch come through and his musicality come through this
He's
band.
He's got this whole thing happening.
He's got that thing where he fried his brain up a little bit, but man, he is.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Well, I'm going to spend my summer back home.
Writer.
Yeah, I know. We got a break.
Okay.
All right. Was that, is that what you're coming into?
God, everybody's telling you to break.
Everybody's tapping me on the shoulder, Don, opening the doors.
Don, we need to break.
Okay. All right, Mike.
Come on now.
Gotta break.
Come on now. I gotta go play in my sandbox.
Okay. Ragtime Cowboys. We're talking about your Ragtime Cowboys, Joe. That's all.
Thank you.
That's all.
That's all. Okay, all right, thank you.
Maybe see if I can think of another. Wait a minute.
Okay, there you go. Brian Wilson. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the f*** I please.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Straight. Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
The only cure for syphilis of the anus.
Ew.
The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, nude password.
All right.
Still need another couple. You can be boyfriend and girlfriend. You can be platonic friends, male and female. Right. You can be a married couple.
How about a lesbian couple?
Always good.
Very good.
$500, that's the prize. We have one couple already. So we're assured of being able to play nude password, but it would be nice to have two couples going against each other.
Excellent.
If you'd like to play the game with us tomorrow, make sure you give us a call today. We got to set this one up in advance. Now, where would the roof microphone come up? On BTS 2? On BTS 1?
One.
One?
Hi, BTS 2.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, Joe? Mom.
Hi.
Hey, are you up on the roof, Joe?
I sure I am. It's a beautiful day.
Ladies and gentlemen, up on the top of the WJFK radio station on the roof right
up
now.
Up on the roof.
There is Slow Joe Ardinger, and what we're doing is hoping that girls will show up today to join us for some topless sunbathing.
Now, is it pre-required to topless? If a woman wanted to come down in her skimpy bathing suit and sunbathe. No, it's got to be topless.
I mean, you're up on top of the building. You got total privacy.
Right. Except for us staring at you.
Yeah. Right. I mean, except for us, no one else can see.
Okay.
No other. It's the tallest building in the area. No other building. Yes,
in the world.
Tallest building at Fairfax.
Right.
No one can see on the roof. The people driving by on the four-lane highway can't see. So it's just
one of our great launching pads.
I'm laying down right now.
I bet you are.
Joe, how warm do you estimate the temperature to be outside right now?
I'd say it's close to 70 degrees. It's not too hot. It's definitely not cold.
So, girls, the deal is if you come down and you join us on the roof, we've got the equipment set up there. We'll go up there. We'll have a little party. We'll have some beverages. You can take your top off and suntan your teats. And
Buzz will even put lotion on you.
Yeah.
If you like.
And you get the A, B, or C envelopes.
Buzz, you don't have to say if you like. You'll put it on whether they like it or not.
No, I don't go anywhere.
Just kidding.
I'm not invited.
Buzz will force you down. Here's Buzz's standard move. Is what he'll do is he'll push you down on the ground. Then what he'll do is he'll put his knees on your shoulder blades. Uh-huh. And then what he does is he puts the lotion on his genitals. And then he just kind of rubs his genitals all over your chest area.
Yeah, now there's going to be a stampede for the building.
Here's
how I apply lotion. Actually, it's not even lotion.
it's homemade aloe.
That's right. It's Buzz's aloe. Would you like my number 50?
Good for your skin.
Buzz Burbank's number 50.
So, Joe, in fact, is up on top of the building. Joe, go to the edge now.
Okay.
And tell me if you see any women folk running over here to the WJFK radio station, ready to take their tops off up in the privacy of the roof area.
And if you don't, Joe, we're going to need you to hurl yourself off the building.
Hang on. I got to connect an extra cord real quick.
Extra cord.
Hold on.
He needs more distance so he can get to the edge of the roof.
I'm Buzz Burbank for Buzz Burbank's homemade sunscreen.
Okay, now I'm at the edge.
You're at the edge. You see any broads?
Apply liberally and quickly.
There's somebody crossing the street. I don't know if they're on their way to the station.
Is it a broad?
Yeah.
Ask her. Scream it. Ask her.
Hey! Hey, lady! Yeah, you! You coming over to take your top off?
That's probably not the best way to do it.
No. She said no.
That's probably not the best way to do it, dumbass.
Yeah.
The whole broadcast has the plug pulled on it because.
Are you coming over to sunbathe with Don and Mike?
Oh, okay. Well, she was about 60 anyway.
Okay. Oh,
baby.
That's what we like.
Baby. All right, well, Joe, the good news is, I guess, if you got your bong up there, you can get high during the show.
Hi.
We'll check back with you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Joe.
Hey, take your top off.
He's up... He's up on the roof of the building.
Yeah.
Now listen, we have someone's coming in. Timmy Obibene is doing an appearance this weekend with Dan the Porno Man.
Really?
So
Dan the Porno Man out in the lobby.
Yeah, so did I.
Dan the Porno Man is the guy who directed and distributed.
Guy looks like a porno version of Blackstone.
Murphy's Romance. Remember Dennis Murphy's porno movie?
Right. Exactly.
Well, apparently he's got some other pornography action happening this weekend in the D.C. Metro, and he has hired around Timmy Obibene, but Nigerian nightmare to be the MC.
To host the event?
I guess so.
So what is this going to be, like a porno premiere?
I don't know. They're coming in to plug something. I'm not sure exactly what it is.
Well, let's see what he's brought for us.
I just know that...
he's brought himself.
Here's Dan the Porno Man. Where's Timmy?
I'm getting him.
Are you getting him? Thanks.
Hi, Dan. I see you've been waiting in the lobby for a while.
Yes, I have been.
Now, you have some exciting premiere that you're going to be talking about here or what?
We're
going to
be promoting a lingerie fashion show this Thursday at Dream Nightclub in D.C., and Timmy's going to be the guest MC. And
great. What is Dream Nightclub? Is that
Dream's a new nightclub that just opened up downtown. It's a 5,000 person nightclub. And
what is it? Is it a nightclub or is it a?
It's a normal bar. No, it's a normal nightclub.
Is it a Plato's Retreat?
It will be actually normal. And I'm hosting the event with
Shiloh. How could it be normal if you're involved in it? But you're a swinging.
You're a pornographer.
You know, sex maniac guy. I mean, here comes another sex maniac guy right here.
Event. Let's put it that way.
Here is Tim O'Bibene. Timmy. Hi, Timmy, why don't you get on microphone number 3 there, if you don't mind.
Here's your charming host,
Timmy Obibene. Now,
how about this one right over here, the one that's plugged in?
Yeah, there you go. Tim, this would be the first time you've ever had an outside gig, right?
Yes, you're right.
So, now, you know your way around the club scene in D.C., being the incredible Schwanstucker Smith that you are.
Well, I can tell you, if I'm blindfolded, I can still find my way around the club.
I almost thought you called him a Schwanstucker.
No, not at all. No, God, I would never use that derogatory. No, Schwanstucker.
Right.
Yes, I didn't want to say, cock-a-doodle-doo Smith.
Cocksmith.
Can you say that?
I believe you say that.
Now, see, I didn't know. I thought that was not part of the Lisa. What's the rule now? Can you say cocksmith?
I don't know. Maybe all this is being deleted out right now
because it's a wonderful term and it's a turf things. Now it's horrible.
What was the What was the club you were telling me you were at last weekend or the weekend before? Like
that's
it had...
12, that's 1223.
What is 1223? I guess we don't want to promote another club.
Well, it's another club.
It's another club. Shiloh. Pull your microphone down. You're driving me nuts with that. All right.
Shiloh and I saw Timmy up there.
Shiloh and you?
Yeah.
You were out hanging out with Shiloh?
Yeah, she's one of my best friends, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what Timmy was stopped me at home and said, hey, I went to this club, 1223. Guess who I saw? Hey, Captain, I saw Shiloh.
You have a history with that other pornographer? You know, I mean, the whole pornography scene in Washington is very close-knit, lots of controversy. The Dr. Phil, do you know him also?
I'd like to know. You just don't speak about him at all.
Oh, you don't even like speaking about
no.
him? Yes,
no.
Horrible, yeah.
What about,
who's, what?
Yeah.
What am I doing here? Excuse me, I don't know the rules.
What about, who's that little,
That's the guy.
No. Not the guy you're thinking of. The little guy that does the ads for the Yacht Club.
Tommy Curtis.
I've never had the pleasure of meeting.
You've never been to the Yacht Club?
No, I haven't. All maybe right. I'll have to go there one day. Maybe Timmy and I can go down there.
This guy is like 3 feet tall, and he wears an outfit like the captain of the Love Boat would wear.
And he like caters to the 30s, 40s single scene. And,
well, 50s, older than that.
Maybe, yeah, 50s. It's, like,
hey, come on, Dad. Didn't he used to ask you to come down all the time? It's where singles meet.
No, he wanted me. When I was, right after I got divorced... He wanted me to come down there like every weekend.
So just, hey, how are you? But he did want us to do appearances there as well.
Yes, he did.
It's a place for singles to meet and greet. It's unique.
Yeah, matchmaking. He's like big into the matchmaking thing.
Yeah.
All the successful relationships. So what kind of porn is going to happen at your club this
time? Right. It will be more of a lingerie fashion show. She'll have a lot of women in lingerie, night dreams. And Donna Mike listeners, you'd like to come and you'd like to be put on the list, feel free to email me. You can contact me, Dan at MEC Multimedia.
Where are you going
to
be up in, like, the super star
I'll
suite
be all decked out in compliments of my friends in the Versace store, all my Versace gear.
Hey, you know, I was
pretty easy to spot.
What is that, the Versace at Tyson's Corner?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, those guys, I was in there with my wife, as a matter of fact, and, I sure would appreciate not having to pay for stuff in that store. I just like to say that for the record. Nice. They're big fans of the show.
Are you buying stuff at Versace?
For my wife.
Oh, for your wife?
For my wife. She likes, like, those, goddamn, you know, the pants that are, you know, the...
That's like super designer stuff, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Versace. Were you asking for a freebie from Versace?
Yes, because the last time I was in there...
Shouldn't we be like Hollywood celebrities and get, totally outfitted?
That guy, the guy who runs that Versace, said to me that you and I could have free mobster suits.
Oh, really? I wouldn't fit in anything they have in that store. They fit around my thigh.
I know, but I mentioned that because I was in there with my wife. I bought her something for Christmas,
right?
And, of course, I bought her the wrong thing, so we had to return it.
I think I saw, like, a scarf in there for, like, $1 million.
So we go in this store, and it's, you know what? It's no worse than any other store at Tyson's Corner.
Really?
It's just, you know, they're all ripoffs.
You know, with you nowadays, Versace, art galleries, what's happening to you?
You know, it's called...
What is it called? A good marriage.
You dick. Solid relationship. So we go into this place, and she's going through the
I'll
stuff.
Have you know, I bought my wife a candy heart today. An early... An early Halloween, not Halloween,
Valentine's Day.
My
wife is looking through the stuff trying to return the thing, and the guy comes up.
Excuse me, I'm trying to save my marriage here, so I'm talking. See, I think it might be necessary for me to start talking about my marriage occasionally while you're talking about your marriage. So I got her a little candy heart with lovely little candies in it, and I got her a cute little card that had a big fat prairie dog and a little skinny prairie dog hugging, and that's what I got for her.
That'll
today.
Do it.
Thanks a lot. You go back, though, to talking about your marriage.
That'll do it.
All right, very good.
I was talking about a store.
I understand. You were talking about your marriage.
I'm thinking
maybe this is the key. Maybe the key is that if I talk more about my marriage on the radio, it'll save it. Maybe that's it.
Or you do what
and
I
I'm
do.
I'm actually watching you for tips now, you know?
You shower her with junk.
That maybe that's it, too. So, I'm thinking about buying her a car.
So we go in there. Ask me how many times I've done that.
Like a little yellow VW bug. That's what she wants. She wants the little yellow VW. It's what she wants.
Okay.
What do you think? I should get her something more expensive?
It's up to you.
All right.
Up to you.
Okay.
I mean, obviously, it's up to you. Anyway, my point is, I'm in this store, and we're returning something that I've purchased that's wrong.
Right. Sorry.
And while I'm standing in the corner feeling very uncomfortable, because let's face it, the two types of people go to the store. You've either got, you know, hot chicks mm-hmm. or rap stars. Okay, that's it.
Right.
So I'm standing in the corner wearing like a Green Bay Packers jacket. You know, just going, God damn, how long does it take? And the guy comes over and he goes, hey, he's on a mic show. How you doing? Is that your wife? You know, I mean,
they talk like Fred Flintstone.
Well, no, the guy, he might be a little mobbed up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I mean, you know.
is the guy who runs that Versace store, is he mobbed up?
Probably Italian.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, he might be a little mobbed up. But anyway, he mentioned that we could get a, you know, free suit if we wanted one.
Oh, good. Well, I'd be more inclined to buy my wife something in there.
Suit?
For free. Not a suit, but like an outfit.
I'd be more inclined to buy my wife something in there for free.
For free, yes. Yeah. Most definitely. God. Well, nothing in there would fit me. I've been in that store, and nothing would fit me.
Yeah,
it's like that other suit. Who's the other guy that makes the skinny suits that I've always thought would be fun to fit into?
The homo guy that was killed by... Armani.
That's Versace.
Armani.
That's Versace.
Oh, that's the homo guy that was killed.
Right. Yep. Armani. Right. Exactly.
No, you know what?
Armani. You're thinner than I am.
I got that Armani jacket that
my
wife...
You're smaller than I am.
Well, I bet they make big guy stuff at Armani.
Well, it's nice stuff. Real nice. Sorry, guys. We were here promoting your thing, and we got...
Well, we promoted it, so go see Timmy Thursday night.
Is there going to be any, like, live sex?
We don't have any live sex.
I wish.
will there be Bush?
I'm sure there'll be some stuff.
Well, I mean,
going
wait a minute.
On.
You're well. Excuse me. I mean, you're coming in to promote your thing.
Correct.
You're a pornographer.
Right. I make now, there's got to be correct.
There's got to be something going on besides like a bunch of women running around, and you know, you got to sell it a little bit. What's going on?
There'll definitely be a lot of extracurricular.
You have a financial interest in this club?
No, I don't. I'm
you
don't?
You're just doing this for a friend.
Right. Yeah. Well, you can go to my website, pornodan.com.
Oh, we just stop it, please.
Get out of here
with the plugs.
But we'll be having a lot of events.
Timmy, and are you cool with this, Timmy?
Oh, yeah, no problem. I've been to Dream before, and it's a pretty cool club.
What do you plan on doing? A little stand-up routine?
Well, just introducing the models and describing what they're wearing, and I can say anything I like about the models. You know?
Are you being paid in booze, in
ecstasy,
money, or in X, or in sex?
None of the above, just from my own goodwill.
Oh, really? Your own goodwill? Oh,
you're doing it for nothing?
I'm getting some booze, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah. Is Timmy going to have a free tab?
Oh, of course he is.
And will Timmy be able to hobnob with the models?
Oh, of course.
Are these going to be real models?
Some of them actually are, yeah.
Yeah. Some of them
are. Some are just...
What are we promoting here?
I don't know.
What the hell are we promoting?
I don't know. I know. I'm doing it just to help out Timmy.
Okay.
And right, Timmy's got a gig this weekend, but if Timmy's got a gig this weekend where he's not even being paid...
It's on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Thursday
night.
Oh, it's Thursday night.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to have all the Don and Mike listeners come by. And again, any Don and Mike listener who comes in, we will put them on a guest list if they email me.
Okay. All right, thank you. Get out of here, Porno Dan. See you later. And Timmy, hold on. You stick around a second. Yeah. Bye, Porno Dan. Bye-bye.
My head hurts.
Okay, listen. First off, here's the first rule. You don't do nothing for nothing.
I know. I was just joking.
you are getting paid.
I'm just...
Oh, good. All right.
Well, then get out of here.
All right, get out of here.
And, and second, let me know if you get laid.
All right.
Okay. Very good.
I'll let you know.
Try to get some pictures. Maybe take a few pictures of the lingerie models.
I'll do that and bring them in.
Oh, very nice.
Right. Timmy O'Bibene.
All pictures with you.
Nigerian nightmare.
That's great.
See you Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how are you? I love the teddy you're wearing. That's a good teddy. Would you like to come to the VIP area?
I'm not sure what we were.
Hey, this is my friend Porno Dan.
I don't know what we were promoting there.
Someone just got a tremendous amount of advertising.
Well, no, Versace did.
Yeah. Well, that's for you.
Where's our free clothes?
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm calling from Wichita. Time Machine, cool. Hey, the other day when you had Leah on for the Stuff magazine or whatever it is,
yeah,
they said on, I think it was like Inside Edition or one of those programs that was promoting it, one of the TV programs, they said congratulations to the expecting Leah.
I don't think she's pregnant. I mean, I think that was the part of the plot line on King of Queens, right?
Right.
Right?
Oh.
She lost a baby on King of Queens?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, well, they just said congratulations, so I just wanted to check. Right on, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Somebody was thinking.
Goodbye, friend.
Someone had a question.
Yeah, after that break, we will
see. Someone was excited.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You magnificent bastard. I salute you.
DJs and DAs. The Don and Mike Show.
Tomorrow on the show, debut of Don and Mike's nude password. We need one more.
Great.
One more fun-loving couple to play the game. You want to play tomorrow with $500? Call 877-365-3636. We are in Washington, D.C. Of course, you got to come down to WJFK to play. There are girls coming down to suntan topless on the roof.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to that.
Were you looking out the window to see if there are a couple coming in?
No, I'm looking out the window because it's getting cloudy outside.
It is getting cloudy.
It's getting cloudy.
But I think it's still warm.
Yeah,
but, and I love the Bee Gees.
Joe says that the girls are on the way. So,
is Porno Dancer here?
I don't know. Timmy, what are you going to be doing at that club this weekend?
Oh, it's great. I'm going down to see Porno Dan in his Versace. And then I'm going to talk to the underwear models and say, do you get to keep those panties? How about a vodka? I'm Timur Babane. I'm the host. I get free booze. Would you like to come back with me? Porno Dan's having a party afterwards in his Versace suit. That's great. Welcome to Club Dream. I am your Nigerian dream, Timur Babane. It's great to be here. How long have you been an underwear model? How long have you been wearing those panties on a stage? Have you had a chance? Have you had a chance to meet Porno Dan? Porno Dan makes movies in Czechoslovakia.
He does.
With Eastern European women. That's right, and he likes to wear Versace. He knows the owner of Club Dream and the host. That's a great teddy you got on there. Would you like a vodka?
Joining us now is now listen to the story with this gal. She here's the way this was explained to me. Uh-huh. At one point, she was Amish.
She was Mennonite.
Wow.
Same basic thing.
Amish, right? Uh-huh. That means horse and buggy. You know, no modern conveniences.
Right. Yeah, beards, women and men.
They might as well be wearing nuns' clothing all the time.
Yeah, the little triangles on the back of the buggies.
Right. And
Witness.
All of a sudden, Witness, the movie with Harrison Ford.
Exactly.
The woman, Tammy Leitzel.
Witness, Captain.
She has put out a video called Exercise Your Sex Appeal.
Oh, right.
The Art of Exotic Dancing for Everyday Women. This is like for all the house frows out there.
Who would like to learn to dance exotically for their husband.
So before we watch the tape, let's say hello to Tammy. Hello, Tammy.
Hello.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. How does a gal go from being an uptight Amish type to teaching house frows how to dance exotically?
She just keeps taking risks.
Yeah.
She's just having a good time.
Did you, have you ever danced professionally?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, this is something where obviously you've been to clubs to see women dancing.
Exactly. I did my research, and I just started to move my body the same way that they would move their bodies.
Great. Hold on just a moment. Let's start.
Let's put the tape on here.
Okay.
Let's see what's happening on the tape now. That's on mic four.
This has obviously improved your relationship.
Oh, greatly.
Here we go. Here's the videotape. We're watching it now.
Now, it looks like we're looking at a club. Is that correct?
That's the beginning frames, yeah.
Okay.
Would you encourage couples to go to clubs together?
If that works for them.
Hey, is this you coming at us at the beginning of the stage?
No, that's who I learned from.
Lori Conrad?
Yeah, Lori Conrad.
All right. Lori Conrad a grandmother?
Yes, she is.
Are you the girl with the white bra on, or is that Lori Conrad as well?
Lori Conrad.
All right.
I didn't get as much given to me in that way.
Oh, you mean up on top?
Yeah, up on top. I've got it all in the back.
I do love the denim cutoffs.
It's a good look.
Marie Conrad, the first time I met her
I didn't like
it. Is that you, Tammy?
Yeah.
The kind of one that just spoke?
Tammy, are you the one sitting like on the stone fireplace? Oh, you are a hottie.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hold on, I want to look at Tammy again.
Pause it for a second.
As soon as she started to talk to me.
Can we pause it?
Now, do you take your clothes off during this tape?
We don't.
Oh.
We strip out of a big band shirt down to our exercise clothing.
Oh.
I think you have a flash or two of a little bit of skin during the video, but nothing.
Bummer, Captain.
All right, let's start it back up. Let's see what. Let's see now.
You're very attractive, Pam.
Thank you. And it's okay to move your body however you want to move your body. It started to break down walls for me. I'm Molly. I'm a stay-at-home mom.
I'm not sure I like seeing the kids right away.
I took the class. It was wonderful.
Yeah, baby.
To be confident about myself.
And look at this girl.
It's okay to be sensual.
This is Molly, who's a dance student.
Here's America. Yeah. It's really kind of cute. It turned out to be...
So is this... hold on. Is this an exotic dance class that we're looking at right now?
Yeah, you're meeting some of the students that actually took the class.
Who the hell's that? Who came walking in with the scarf?
No. Carolyn.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Might as well be a man.
She's a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Couple of years.
Right. Don't hit me, Lisa, like I'm supposed to know that.
She's trying to get back in touch with her sexuality after, like, a really traumatic event like that. I took the course specifically.
That's great. And now, does the exotic dancer lady, does she get naked?
She does a little number at the end, but she does not get naked in the video.
So nobody gets. So this is really just to help housewives.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Now, is that you in the shorts?
No, we got one girl here in underpants.
Wait, I think that's Tammy. Can we pause that?
Which one? In the little green outfit?
Yeah, you're to the left of the lady in the gray sweater.
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, you've got a nice body.
You've got a hot body.
Well, that's why I went on to...
Turn it off!
That's why I'm doing the exercise
video. Hold on, turn it off! I just saw that 58-year-old woman. Okay, honey, you're not going to sell one videotape.
It's not for guys, though.
Immediately take that woman off this tape.
The thing is, she's just as beautiful as I am in many ways.
Oh, really?
Not in the ways, obviously, that you're looking. But...
No, you got it going on, Tammy. You're a sexy lady.
Oh, thanks.
Are you married?
I'm in the process of getting married.
Oh, in the process of getting married.
I'm engaged and trying to make plans. And.
But have you set a date yet?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
For next year.
Next year?
Yeah.
Oh, a long engagement.
Do you dance for him?
Excuse me?
Do you dance for him?
I haven't.
How did you come up with all this, Tammy?
I was looking through a catalog for, like, adult study classes. I'm always interested in taking something that I've never experienced before. And I saw this class called Exotic Dancing 101. And I thought, oh, my God. It actually made my heart start to race. Because whenever I see strippers, it's kind of intimidating. I mean, for most women,
hey, she's a virgin.
Intimidating.
You want to bet?
And we avoid the issue. Well, I don't like to avoid anything.
I bet she is. No
if
way.
If it makes me scared, I like to jump right in.
Mm-hmm.
I took the class.
Hey, are you a virgin?
No.
Oh, thank you.
I win. Hey, Tammy,
yes.
Have you ever had a desire to dance for disc jockeys?
Not for disc jockeys. Well, you mean in a club?
No, like in a studio.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's always times you fantasize about things in your head.
If it's all about conquering your fears, that would be a real
fear
conqueror.
True.
Yeah.
Do you self-touch while you dance?
Sometimes.
Oh, do you self-touch?
If you're talking about... I mean, you're touching your body.
Yeah, of course. So do you rub your hands over your breasts?
Sometimes.
Do you dance for your fiance?
No, I haven't ever. No.
Oh, wow. You haven't?
That's why I said, have you danced for him yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. You already asked
that. It's still so much about me and only me.
So you like dance in front of a mirror?
Yeah, exactly.
And you haven't?
And with other ladies in the class, we just let loose and have a good time.
Really?
Yeah.
But I guess the goal of all this is to eventually dance for your partner. Is that correct?
That can be one of your goals.
Or it's just about feeling sexy.
It's just about feeling sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you're alone.
Or when you're in the presence of other beautiful women.
When Dom was going to ask you when you're alone.
Hold on. I'm stuck on this thing with when you're in the presence of other beautiful women. I mean, Do you go that way?
No, I don't go that way. But what I'm saying, when I'm with other beautiful women, sometimes I don't think that I'm beautiful. I lose that. Do you know
I mean, the camera likes you. You are a very attractive woman.
Thank you. You know how, though, a lot of women are like, oh, I don't like her. And you can tell that she's just being catty.
Right.
She's jealous. Right. She's intimidated.
Yes, most women are like that.
Exactly. Well, this, I felt that way in the past, definitely. And this helped me overcome that.
Ah, well.
It gave me better self-confidence. It improved my body image. And I overcame inhibitions, thinking that I could never move my body like a stripper moves her body.
I think I speak for everybody in the room. There's four guys in the room right now.
Yeah.
We don't have sex with you. I mean, if that helps your self-esteem,
absolutely.
I can't return that statement because I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
Well, is it all about physical appearance?
Not always, no.
What is your fiance? Who's the celebrity your fiance most resembles?
Oh, goodness, that's a tough one.
Is he an athletic type?
I want to say Andy Garcia.
Oh.
That's the type you go for.
You like the Latin type?
And, yeah, I do.
Thin guy.
Yeah. Well, buenos dias.
Well. Let me ask you, could you ever picture yourself, you ever watch the show King of Queens?
No, I've never watched that.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
How about the Honeymooners?
No. I'm not much of a television person.
How about Cannon?
I'm always taking classes.
Cannon? Come on, we're not that fat.
Cannon.
Praise the
Cannon. How about Good Times?
No.
Johnny Brown.
I was thinking Fred Rerun Barry. Oh, no, that would be What's Happening. Right.
What's Happening. No, I got the perfect one. Drew Carey. You know who Drew Carey is?
Yes, I do.
All right. Could you ever see yourself having sex with a man who resembled Drew Carey? Maybe not facially, but body-wise.
Right.
I don't see it happening right now.
Oh, that's Hey, when you're dancing for yourself, do you get totally naked, or do you dance totally naked?
Usually not. You know what? It's more fun with a little pair of undies and a pair of heels.
Never.
Yeah. Can you put that tape on so I can see the picture?
You ever slip a finger or two underneath the undies, though?
I'm not going to answer all of your questions.
I'm looking at the videotape right now.
Watch the tape again. Hold on.
Okay.
Oh,
got me to a hurdle. That was a big one. This is not an exercise tape. This is a dance tape. And you need to be comfortable with how you're feeling so that you can express your body's movement.
Who am I?
In a
stop the tape for a second. Who am I to say that the tape's already been put out?
I think that Tammy is better looking than Laurie Conrad.
I was going to say, my recommendation would be take all of these cows off this tape
and just
make it you. Just
get a camera, set up a camera, and have you dance in front of it.
It'd be you.
Definitely. We have this particular video, the one that you're watching, The Art of Exotic Dancing for Every Woman, and we are also coming out with a new one called Strip Fit, in which I'm instructing, and it's actually a fitness regimen.
Oh, strip
based fit. On the exotic dances used by strippers.
Where are you based out of?
We are in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I wish we were there, too.
Yeah, we wish you were there.
That's another story, though. All right, listen, to order the tape, call 1-866-HIP-ROLL.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 1-866-HIP.
We'd love to get you in the studio sometime, Tammy.
Oh, that sounds fun.
LL. It's too bad that you're so, that you,
Are you
going
to call me narrow-minded?
No, not at all.
No, actually, you read my mind. I'll tell you what I think you're narrow-minded about. The fact that you summarily dismiss the fact that you'd have sex with a guy who has a body like Drew Carey.
Yes.
You know, when you got cows like you've got in this tape that I've just seen.
That's funny that you're saying that, but you're calling them cows.
You know what, though?
You're right. I did learn to appreciate that larger women look almost as good as I do, if not just as good. Sometimes they move their hips in ways that I could never move mine.
Hmm.
It's incredible. So maybe I could overcome that.
I feel, even with speaking with Tammy on the phone, that we've just got an energy going on.
Kinetic energy.
That's a one-way thing. I have to tell you
that a person's mind does push me over the edge.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So, there you go.
I've got a very active mind. I'm constantly thinking.
And I can tell you're very playful.
Yes, I am.
Well, maybe I should just leave you two alone.
No, I'm trying to salvage a marriage.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. Today maybe it's not the best day for you to pick up a girl.
Not at all.
All right, well, nice talking to you there, Tammy.
Thank you so much.
And good luck with your tape.
Okay, I hope all's well.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, honey.
Bye, Tammy. Rob, show Don your little wave that you gave
Bye,
for
Tammy.
Tammy.
Bye-bye.
Rob's wave. Rob's wave like this. This way.
Bye. Yeah.
See you in Toledo.
Yeah. But she was very nice.
Yeah, I liked her a lot.
I mean, I like her. She was the best thing on the tape.
See these other pigs.
The instructor. You know, you see her from a distance, and then they get the close up of the face. It's like,
God, do I feel awful when I say the,
That's not going to play well, man.
Do I feel awful when this butch Bull Dyke comes on screen and I go, oh my God, that looks like a man. That is a breast cancer survivor.
I know,
well, you know, even though the woman's a breast cancer survivor, God bless her. I mean, she's a man, baby.
Yeah, very much so.
I mean, it doesn't take away your feminineness.
There were not a lot of
femininity.
There were not a lot of pretty women on the tape. The tape was not for guys.
That's right. It's not for us.
The tape was for women, and of course, it had exotic dancers.
For housewives.
You know, right. Right, Rob, you're right.
What hateful thing did he write down?
Yeah. No, what he wrote down was true. The lady didn't have face cancer.
No, she
didn't have beauty cancer.
No, that's right.
She had breast cancer.
Yes, she did. Yes.
She didn't have beauty.
A beautiful charisma polyp.
She didn't have no beauty cancer.
This is true.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, she was saying that the bigger women can move in different ways that she can.
Yeah.
They got a nurse on their side.
Okay,
that's right. And hey, when women are doing that, don't break the seal.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend.
You got a world of hurt if you do that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you told me to call back?
Did I?
Yeah.
I don't remember Don saying that.
Would you mind calling back again later?
Yeah, call later.
Call later.
Yeah, please call back
call later. Call later.
But I want to donate something.
No. Did you hear what we just said? You're going to need to call back later.
Please.
Call back in about an hour.
In an hour?
Yes.
Yeah.
How about 2 hours?
All right, if that works for you.
Even better.
No, it doesn't work for me.
All right, but call back in an hour then.
I want to donate.
Call back in an hour. Hey. You're not a very good listener. We're asking you to call back
in an hour.
Okay, one hour
from now.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, we got through.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Finally.
Oops. Took a rubber mallet, but we got through.
Same guy. We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Yes, company.
Get out of here, Curtis. I don't hear you unless you knock.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Taking a time out.
It speaks to the genitalia. The Don and Mike show.
Sure does. How you doing, genitalia? Tomorrow on the show, nude password. Looking forward to that. We got one couple. We got a couple of boyfriend and a girlfriend, so we're set. We know we're ready.
Very good.
We could use a second couple.
We'd like a second couple to come down and play new passwords tomorrow.
We're giving away $500.
If you're so inclined, give us a call.
Married couples are welcome. If you're dating, that's okay, too. Phone number 877-365-3636, and we would love to have more than one couple play the nude password game.
Very good.
That is on tomorrow's episode. Hello, Donna Mike show.
Well, son of a gun.
Son of a gun.
He's taking my call.
Sounds like Carl Grossman.
It's
Carl Grossman calling.
Well, what do you know?
Is this Carl?
It is.
I recognize Carl's voice from a long time ago.
Hello, Donna Mike show.
I'd like to see Charlie Broyhill on that videotape. Dancing, throwing his feces.
Charlie's fan.
Great Ape House.
I was up in the Ape House earlier paying a visit today because Johnny was in there.
Oh, yeah, Johnny, our New York producer, is down here for some reason today.
That's right.
And, Broyhill's up there pretending like he's an executive today.
Yeah, but it was tough to do that with the hay on the floor.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
So.
Hey.
Hey, this is Clay Henry. I'm calling to let you know that if you go to Subway, Mike, you might be able to help out your relationship by losing some weight.
Hey, Clay. Thank you, Clay. That's a nice tip.
In the new commercial, nice. Clay, why don't you eat lead? I think I speak for everyone when I say I wouldn't be sad if that fire truck ran over Clay Henry.
His name is Henry Clay Henry, no, and he ate some lead and he wound up dead.
Put some low-fat vinaigrette on a bullet. 2 grams of fat or less. Pow.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, how you doing? I just want to know what's your opinion about the commercial that just took place about the peace during the Olympics. Do you believe in the 16 days of peace?
What are you talking about?
Huh?
We don't know what you mean.
We don't always listen to the commercials.
And what city are you calling from? It could have been a different commercial than we ran here.
New York.
In New York? No, you know what? We ran different commercials in every city. Well, what's the gist of the commercial?
What they were saying is it was promoting peace during the...
It was promoting?
Yeah.
Promoting peace during the Olympics?
Yeah.
And you're against that, sir?
I'm completely against that.
Well, what are you against?
against... I think we should continue with the bombing. Definitely.
Well, wait a minute. Commercial say they didn't want to bomb or what?
Hold on.
That's what it was saying.
Maybe it wasn't a commercial for the Olympics. Perhaps it was a sponsor saying, hey, let's have peace during the 16 days of the Olympics and not continue with our offensive. Is that what the commercial was saying?
No. What it was saying is continue, have the peace, 16 days of peace.
Wait, sir, let me tell you something. You're trying to make some big political point here, and you don't even know what commercial you were listening to.
You got
to
tell us what the commercial was.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, first of all,
not the Olympics.
Promoting.
Okay, was it a commercial for NBC?
No, it was just probably from the Olympic Committee. They said if there's 16 days of peace, maybe we could continue with peace going forward.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing's wrong with that going forward, but I happen to think what happened in the world, I think we need to continue with what until it's resolved. I think so.
Well, I don't think they were saying that from the commercial the way you describe it. They weren't saying that we don't continue the fight on terrorism.
Okay, let me see if I got this spot.
Good luck.
Don, are you going to try to interpret DA here?
No, the spot is, hey, we have...
There he goes. Goodbye.
We have 16 days. Well, hold on. Here's someone else who saw or heard the commercial. Scott, did you hear it?
Radio gods.
Hey, what was that DA talking about?
Well, what happened was the promotion was, wouldn't it be nice that in all the Olympic history that there's been 16 days of peace and goodwill, wouldn't it be great if that tradition carries on? I kind of remember something happening back in Munich in 72.
Yeah, I mean, it's not all been peace. And I also happen to remember a time when a man named Adolf was very mad when a black guy happened to win an event over there the world wasn't such a great place during the Olympics.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what's the point of the commercial? What's the point of it again is?
That there's always been peace during the Olympics. Everybody's laid down their weapons and arms and joined together.
I'm sorry, I just said bull S. I just really said the word.
I'd like, you know what, before I comment on it, I'd like to hear the commercial.
If that's the case, though, I think we should, if anything, we should, bomb round the clock during the Olympics.
Oh, God.
Seriously, USA.
I haven't heard the commercial.
Hey, Robbie.
Yeah.
Jig Heil.
Yeah, whatever.
There you go. Okay, now that helped his credibility.
Bye-bye.
Revealing.
God, I can't believe I just said bull S.
You said bull S, the S word.
You were relaxed.
Very relaxed.
It's a good thing.
Too relaxed, I guess.
Mm.
And our troops, who incidentally will be fighting during the Olympics, and I guess we'll be over in Afghanistan and Pakistan for the next couple of years. These poor dudes and women, they get TV.
Right.
Now, they get limited television.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I don't get. American Forces radio and TV, they get their choice of all of the shows on all of the networks.
Okay.
Including cable.
They get like HBO and stuff like that?
Well, listen to this. They what they've got is they got a guy, this is the problem, you got a guy in the Army who in essence, and the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, in essence is the program director of American Forces television.
He edits what they get to see.
Yeah, you got one guy Let me see. I don't know what his rank is, but you've got one guy. His name is... Crap. His last name is Murata.
No, his last name is Coleman.
anyway, he keeps an eye on ratings, okay? And he wants to pick the best shows for our guys to watch. Oh, programming chief Larry Murata.
There you go.
So, here's what he does. He picks shows like ER and the West Wing.
That's good.
He also picks... Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Good for that demographic, for young people.
Excellent. He also picks Oprah, soap operas,
I guess,
morning talk shows, and children's shows, I guess. Although there are no...
There should be no children over there, right?
Shouldn't be.
I'm not sure why you would have children.
I don't know why you'd really run Blues Clues.
Kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm. So they have these channels. Now... They run like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. For instance, the Wednesday night lineup. If you're one of our service guys in Afghanistan, here's your Wednesday night lineup. You have ER, followed by Boston Public. Then on Thursday night, you get to watch Will and Grace, followed by NYPD Blue. Saturday night, you get Law and Order, Everybody Loves Raymond, and Star Trek Voyager. What I find interesting is... They won't show The Sopranos.
Really? Why?
Its dialogue is too racy.
Because I think that anyone knows in the United States military, you don't hear a lot of bad language.
No. Nothing else. No other show is off limits if it's popular enough in the States.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's anti-war programming, if it's popular enough... They're going to show it to our guys and women who are over there saving our ass.
Right.
But they can't watch The Sopranos.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not right.
That doesn't make any sense at all. That's like, The Sopranos is like The Godfather, Goodfellas, something like that.
Right.
Because of the language?
Now, not in this story in USA Today. In a related story in one of the New York papers I read today, they're running Sex in the City.
Which has language that's maybe a lot of times more graphic than The Sopranos.
I mean, a couple weeks ago, they were talking about sucking C and...
Right.
You know, I don't get it. Listen, I just want to say, if anybody at the Pentagon happens to be listening today, and I know we got lots of people who do listen to the show at the Pentagon, I am a lover, not a fighter. Right. I would not be good with a gun in a situation like Afghanistan or Pakistan. But I do have a talent.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my talents is programming television stations.
The quote in the article says, our mission, according to this guy Larry Murata, is to take 150 channels and provide a best of for servicemen. If that's his mission, if that is his criteria, then you have to put the best shows on and you don't put your idea of censorship on that. That's ridiculous. These are grown-ups. They're over there dying for their country.
That's
they
right.
can watch whatever they want.
First thing... These people are at war. The first move I would make, right here. Will and Grace, goodbye.
See you later.
Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Off my list.
Gone.
Off my list.
Right.
I mean, you know, let me see. Put on an old Seinfeld, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, put on, Jesus Christ, put on Yes, Dear.
Yeah.
Put on anything except Will and Grace.
Put on The Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
True. Boston Public. Why are we running Boston Public over there? And the Gilmore Girls. The Gilmore Girls?
What is the Gilmore Girls?
It's some WB show. Christ, listen, Pentagon, listen to me. I know what guys like to watch on television. Give me a chance to make the lineup for you.
Now, it's not only for guys, though, because there are a lot of women over there, too.
I think I know a little bit about the female mind as well, Mike. I know what broads like.
Well, you definitely put The Sopranos back in.
Yeah. I mean... Well,
you got to put The Sopranos in there.
First off, you know what you do? You make The Sopranos, you give them their own channel.
Right.
Where it's 24 hours a day. Anytime a guy needs a pick-me-up, he can turn on The Soprano channel. I mean, there's only about 50 episodes.
Right, right.
So you run through, like, all the episodes in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
But you just know that whenever you turn on Channel 6, it's your Tony Soprano channel.
Absolutely.
You gotta have that. You gotta do it.
Got to.
I mean, you can't do this. You can't. We are not gonna win this war if our guys and girls are forced to watch Will and Grace.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. all I had to say on that topic.
Right again.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike. Hi. This is Eddie from Queens.
Hi, Eddie.
Right again.
Okay, I think maybe I might have a little idea on this. Maybe because they take the Italian ethnic group, you know, they use the N-word, that they don't care about women, how they, you know what I'm talking about?
Hey, but you know what?
You don't edit. I don't think
I know,
the last
I know what he's trying to say. I know that.
But what they just, if you listen to the article, they say nothing else.
I know.
It's off limits.
It's off limits.
They would even run a show that's anti-war.
Mm-hmm.
While our guys are over there fighting a war, they'd run that.
As they should.
Mm.
I mean, you should run everything. They should. You know what they should have, really, in this day and age? They should have no censorship. What they should have over there is 150 channels to choose from, and I don't understand why they don't.
They should have the DirecTV Platinum.
Yeah, right.
Or the Dish Network where you get every channel.
You know, old Larry, take old Larry out of the equation and, you know, send him off to another PR post.
And furthermore, let me just say this. If you, the American people, send me to the Pentagon to run television for our armed forces.
He's not listening. I'm saying just give him the kid. No, I'm talking about Don, sir.
Oh.
He wants to control what they want.
If you give me the choice to give our servicemen and women freedom to watch television.
You still want the post, don't you?
Oh, you know I do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Vivid TV.
Amen.
The Hot Network.
You're here.
Okay.
Playboy, After Hours.
The Hot Zone.
Send it here. Don't mind that.
The Hot Zone. You want to win the war? Don't put on some fag sitcom. You put on a show with mobsters and you show lots of D and B and T and A.
How about really, you know,
you
even
guys
though...
are great, man. Let me let you go.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay.
Because that guy is, what I would think is perhaps you get your own channel with your real explicit erotica. Because even your Vivid TV, your Hot Zone, and this is interesting since you want this post, I want to see how you feel about this. I think you need to create your own porno channel for these guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
As a matter of fact,
even if it violated some of your standards.
Mike, here's what I'm saying. Because it's war.
Yes.
You have.
Good for you.
You have your straight sex channel.
Right.
Your oral channel.
Yes.
Your anal channel.
There you go.
Wow.
Give them what they want.
Is that what you want? The anal channel?
Yeah, the anal channel.
The anal channel.
Yeah, the anal channel I think would be very good.
I'm talking about, listen, you know what else you want? You want your black tail channel?
Right.
You got a black tail channel.
Absolutely. You
want your Asian?
Everybody.
You want your Asian chick channel?
Here you go.
You got your Asian chick channel. You want your lesbian channel? You got your lesbian channel.
You have more porn available to the service people.
And for those, I guess, you know, who are brave enough, you can have a fag channel.
Well, don't ask, don't tell.
Right. I mean, you know, I'd offer it to them, though. But I'd make the number, like, impossible to remember.
Right. Is there anything you would completely ban?
The channel number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, some are easy to remember, like 579.
Is there anything you would completely ban?
Anything with, what's that?
Besides Will and Grace.
Well, generally anything on CBS, I would think.
Yeah.
Okay. You wouldn't run JAG?
No, you'd have to run JAG. That's a big me up.
A military show.
That's like the all-American show.
CSI. Judging Amy?
Judging Amy, no. Max Bickford?
No. Max Bickford. I've lost all respect for Richard Dreyfuss.
I think I generally would go with, and I definitely wouldn't subject them to that 80s show.
No.
And I've not even seen that 80s show. I'm just going on the barrage of commercials I've had to see for it.
Fear Factor, you'd give them.
Oh, right. You give them that. Yeah, give them that. Give them Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
I'd give them a Simpsons channel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you want the Simpsons? You want Homer 24/7?
Yep. Right.
You got it.
Great diversionary entertainment.
Brilliant. Yeah. You give them what you want.
How about your specialty channels? Food Network.
Yes. If food makes someone happy, yes.
Very good. Sure.
And obviously, listen, this is important, too. You give them all the sports packages.
Sure.
You give them the NBA channel. You give them the NFL channel. You give them all the freaking baseball games they want.
Just one big satellite with everything.
That's it.
Yeah.
Please, I'm here, Pentagon. I'm ready for you.
I think, I'm not sure if the big satellite still has that fantastic channel, American Triple Ecstasy. Do you remember that, Buzz?
Yes, I do remember that channel.
Wow.
Yeah. That boosted morale.
That was a special channel.
All right, here's a guy Vincent, how long ago were you in the service?
From 92 to 96.
What did you get to watch? Now, we weren't at war at that time. So let me just say, if it's a time when we're not at war, frankly, I would be willing to let the Pentagon handle what our service guys and girls get to watch. Mm-hmm. But now that we're at war, I feel like I need to step in. What did you get to watch, Vince?
Only thing we had was a channel that played nothing but soap operas all day and a sports channel.
Oh.
It.
That's horrible.
That sucks.
That is beyond horrible.
Say something to you. Hold on a sec.
Okay. Listen, also, I want to tell you something else.
Gulf War syndrome.
Yeah. Also, I want to tell you something else. All the boring crap, I promise I won't show it to you over there.
Like what?
All the boring shows. Well, today, Good Morning America.
Okay. All right, good.
You know what you'll see? You'll see the news. You'll see the news, but you know what I'll do? I'll tape it, and I'll take out all the crap.
You mean to tell me you're going to keep Ann Curry from the American Service?
Yeah. You know what I'll do? I'll take the news. I won't censor the news in any way.
How about Regis and Kelly?
I'm afraid so. That, yeah, you'd have to make that an option, that they might want to watch that.
Yeah.
But
I
you
think
don't,
Kelly is good for the servicemen.
But yeah. You don't get Rosie.
No way.
And,
that's right.
And you don't get that bitch Martha Stewart.
No,
definitely not.
And the...
How about Alanda?
Already canceled.
Oh, it has.
No need to worry about
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Generally,
is it Alanda or Ananda?
Ananda.
Oh, Ananda.
But generally speaking, all your news programs, I don't want to be like a propaganda minister where I control what happens during the news, but what I do is you just pare it down. I mean, because like, if you're over there in Afghanistan, you don't care about Tom Brokaw and one of his goddamn, you know... The fleecing of America.
Yeah,
you know, is that,
oh, why don't you just give them a news channel, like a CNN or a Fox News channel?
That
like
filler that. Crap. Yeah, and I'll give them both.
Yeah.
Right. One that goes to the left and one that goes to the right. And I'll tell you something else I give you. I give you your own WWF channel.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's important, too.
It is.
What?
Yeah, right, Rob.
What?
So already you got a Sopranos channel, you got a porno channel, you got all the sports channels.
Simpsons channel,
WWF channel.
You know, I logged a little time with the WWF the other night.
Yeah.
Watched Stone Cold.
What'd you
against,
watch?
Booker T.
What'd you watch? Raw's War?
I don't know what I watched.
Was it Monday night?
It was, I'm not sure exactly when it was.
TNN?
It might have been TNN.
Yeah, that was Raw's War.
I watched it for about 15 minutes.
I tuned in just in time to see Vince McMahon say that the WWF has a cancer.
Booker T is the guy who got the ass in the
exactly.
face.
You know, and I watched the 15 minutes that I watched. I didn't see any of that good tomfoolery stuff. You know what I saw? I saw the same old tired crap wrestling moves.
Don't they?
And I wanted to see what you guys were talking about.
Don't they
stink
do
face?
The big fire.
I want to see the stink face.
Don't they do that? They save that for the Thursday night show. Is that SmackDown?
Yeah, SmackDown is the show.
You know what I
watch.
Saw? I saw this thing where they're going, and the guy's head's going back and forth. That same old crap.
Mike, I want the creative.
I mean,
juices.
I want to see the stuff you guys were talking about.
Thursday night.
Watch SmackDown.
Fireworks.
Right. That's the biggest show of the week.
Yeah, I'm right on the fence right now. I'm teetering, and I want to like wrestling.
We SmackDown. Welcome you. Come over.
I want to come over, but I don't want to see that same BS.
We got a break.
Yes.
Okay, listen, Pentagon, you have my number. I'm here. But
Lieutenant Colonel Don Geronimo, Director of Programming for the Armed Forces.
I would hate to think that we're going to lose the war because our poor fighting men and women, their only option on Thursday night is to watch Will and Grace.
And Colonel,
and no,
thank you for the anal channel.
Welcome.
I know I speak for a lot of people in uniform. We salute you.
You are welcome.
Very good.
We have to break. Now, listen, tonight, if you're going to watch TV tonight, your choices are limited, and I want to tell you why.
State of the Union.
Yeah, no matter what channel you're watching here, you've got 9 o'clock every channel, even Fox.
Yeah. Wow.
Runs a State of the Union. So, what is President Bush going to speak about? Ladies and gentlemen, we will take you directly live to the run-through, to the dress rehearsal with George Bush right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hagerstown, Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Don and Mike, Arthur, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call, so I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys. But,
oh, I see.
Pick it up.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK. 1067. And from New York City on WNEW. 877-692-1027. They're ready to
A little word of advice here.
Never forget.
Right.
Never. The Don and Mike show.
That wasn't the advice. But here's the advice. For all the wonderful salespeople around America who sell commercials for the Don and Mike show, and what we personally love most, reading your live commercials.
We do indeed.
If you want to give us some direction on the live commercials, don't put it right on top of the piece of copy in big letters.
Because
we'll read it.
Right. We'll read it and we'll expose you, especially if you say something stupid like, you both love TV.
Now listen, this is not a slam at EchoStar or Dish TV.
No, as a matter of fact,
one of our great new sponsors.
They are a new sponsor and we are genuinely excited about this client.
However, the DA sales guy, Steve Goldstein, writes in gigantic letters on top of the commercial, note, please be conversational. And at first I thought it said controversial.
Right.
So I thought he wanted us to come on and like go, whoa, this is some effing...
Yeah, and you know, yeah. What's weird about that is it is written perfectly, but when I saw it the first time, I read it as controversial also. I don't know what that says about us that we both read it as such, but that's what happened.
So right at the top of the commercial we're reading here, the bullet points, the copy points, it says, note, please be conversational. You both love TV, so talk about what you're looking forward to. The copy is short, leaving more time to improvise.
It's just funny. It's funny to see that in there.
You know,
it really is.
We already had a meeting about the commercial.
Right.
I mean, we already had the meeting.
You've been told this already.
Yeah, we've already been told it. Don't write it down in big, gigantic, bold type on top of the commercial.
Come on now, Steve. We'll earn your trust. You know, don't be so, so trusting that you feel like you have to put that direction up there.
Where's it? What's
you both number? Love TV.
What's his phone number?
802.
802.
You both love TV. So right. Talk about what you
hey, yeah.
Hey, Steve, listen.
You know what? I talked to Charlie. Yeah. I had already written it on top of the script, and it stayed there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, listen,
what can I tell
Steve,
you?
We can, hey, Steve, we can handle it.
I'm gonna white it out. I'm gonna be in the studio in a couple of minutes. I'll just cut that little part out.
We both love TV.
Do you?
Hey, you know what I like doing during a commercial? I like improvising.
Right.
When I got plenty of time.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want us to be controversial or conversational?
I think it was conversational, if my memory serves.
Right. Hey, how about that free professional installation?
Hey, how about, what is it, 800?
No, stop it.
Oh, listen, I talked to Charlie. Way to cover your own ass.
Yeah, really?
No. I'm not throwing Charlie under the bus. I'm simply saying I wrote this script.
No.
Prior to my talking to Charlie.
No.
It was already
on
the script.
No. Here's the conversation I had with Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie said, hey, Goldstein thinks that on the Dish Network commercials, you guys should just loosen up a little bit. And I said to Charlie, I said, that's fine. Just give us copy points.
Mm-hmm. Have we ever done a commercial that we weren't, I mean, seriously, that we were, like, not loose on, you know, even if we were reading it?
Yeah, I mean, there are some clients. The commercial.
Yeah, sometimes. And then certain clients that want us to go kind of crazy, and we've done that too, right?
Right, but I already had the conversation with Broyhill where he said, hey, how about this? And he came in with the bullet points for the commercial. I said, fine.
The funniest direction on here, and the thing that really caught my eye, made me laugh, you both love TV.
Is so, that true?
But it's funny. It's just funny to see it in writing.
So talk about what you're looking forward to.
Television. Lots of it.
We both love TV.
Clear pictures, too.
I'll get you a new copy.
Don't get a new copy. Just don't write your dumb direction.
It really it says so many bad things to us.
I'm so sorry. It'll never happen again.
Now,
I don't know where I went wrong.
If you want to rewrite that again.
Please forgive me.
Note. What? Dumbasses. Please be conversational. You both love TV, don't you? So talk about what you're looking forward to.
But look at now, Steve.
I'm retyping it as you. Mike, start again. How do you spell dumbass? Is that a B or an M?
Look at all the free pub that EchoStar is getting here, though.
Yeah, you know, the Dish Network is a great system.
1-800-333-DISH. There I did.
And if
I could get an air check of this.
You know what I heard?
Just so I don't have to ask anybody. So, Joe, you're listening, which I know you are.
I urge the people of the Dish Network to please immediately have your account transferred to another more competent executive here at the station.
You know what? A more confident executive would be good, yes.
Very good.
Somebody more confident. Confident?
Competent.
Oh, competent.
Competent, you retard.
Conversational? Controversial?
Let me tell you something. I think we need a couple of full-size candy bars after that.
I'm on my way in.
Very good.
You. Bye, Goldstein.
Bye. Three. Rob wants one, too.
Yeah. Bye.
Rob put three fingers up.
There he goes.
Rob, don't get up.
Here's his consultant. It's Steve Goldstein's copy consultant. What did you think of that?
I like the small ones.
All right, thank you. It sounds like Brian Wilson.
Oh, I was very nervous. I had butterflies in my stomach.
Right.
Yeah.
So what did you think about the copy note that Steve Goldstein just wrote us?
It's like a reunion kind of thing for me, yeah.
Okay, all right, I got you. Okay.
He's bringing his candy in.
Oh, here he is, Steve Goldstein.
He has them, too.
There he is, Steve Goldstein.
Wow. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Full-size candy bars.
Appreciate it. He still has them.
We busted his balls 2 years ago because at Halloween he gave away the fun-size candy bars.
He still keeps full-size candy in his office now.
He's always ready.
That's good, Steve. You were prepared. I really didn't think you'd be prepared this time.
Just in case.
It was very interesting.
Okay, listen. Tonight on television, no matter what channel you turn on, you're going to get a show featuring this guy. Let's go now via satellite. How are you? Where he is practicing his speech. Here is, ladies and gentlemen, George W. Bush.
I appreciate that, Don. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What's up?
Good to be with you. How are you? I still got a scratch in my throat from my choked on that pretzel. It's, it's caused me a little problem, but I just want to say to the nation tonight we're strong and, we're really excited about the fact that things are moving forward and all that.
Let me tell you,
you don't mind if I have a little lunch while we're talking, do you?
Certainly not, Don.
All right, you go ahead. You ask me a question you want, son. I'm just real happy to be here. Always like the Don and Mike show. You're based right here in our nation's capital, and I'm just going to eat one of these baby carrots while we're talking. If
I just wanted to mention that we have, in fact, picked the winner of the Las Vegas-style show in your home this Saturday, and we'll be going somewhere in America Saturday night. That remains a secret. Tomorrow on the show, President Bush, you will want to tune in for this.
Don.
Tomorrow, the debut of Donna Mike's nude password.
Don.
Yes, President Bush.
I don't. I got, God damn it.
Oh, hold on. He's choking again. You know, this seems to be.
Jesus Christ.
Happening. Spit it out.
Effing carrot.
Damn it. Blue.
Oh, that's better. It just went down the wrong way. I got some esophageal issues.
Yeah.
This is tough. All right, you were talking about what, your Las Vegas style shows?
No, I was just plugging something there. I want to mention that tonight, when you're on TV, what are you going to be speaking to America about tonight during your State of the
Union? Well, hell, son, I'll be talking about, the future and what I look forward to. I don't have the script in front of me right now, but...
Well, what are some of the bullet points off the top of your head?
Now, I don't like that. There's no need to be talking violence around me. They're bullets.
All right, can I give you some advice?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
Note, please be conversational.
I love TV. I do indeed.
You love America.
I do, son.
So talk about what you're looking forward to.
Well, I tell you, I just like to say, hold on, I got my script here.
The copy is short, leaving more time to improvise.
Oh, that's good. Part I'm supposed to worry to the press. You want me to say what I'm saying to the rest of the press?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I'm looking forward to this opportunity to address a joint session of Congress tonight. This will be an opportunity for me to address the nation and members of the Congress and let them know that our country is indeed strong. I will outline...
Damn it. Mustard.
I will outline my plan for this nation to go forward and to continue our war against terrorism, which is my number one priority now, so that people can be reassured that everything will be solid.
That's not the right word.
Hey, goddamn
script that I get all messed up here. I want another baby carrot.
Hey, President Bush, you want to hear something funny?
Yeah, far away. What do you want, son?
You like the Beach Boys?
I love the Beach Boys.
You know who Brian Wilson is?
Yeah, he's that guy at Friday's Noodle.
Listen to this.
All right.
We played this a couple hours ago. I'd like to get your reaction. Wait till Brian Wilson sings. Here he is right here.
You hear that?
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with him? Hey, it sounds like he sniffed glue.
That's a shame, man.
Yeah. Son.
Man, that's a shame, though, isn't it, what he did to himself, you know, sniffing glue and all that crap. I like the Beach Boys, but I can relate to somebody who straightened themselves out after a history of drug use.
Yeah.
I tell you, they used to call me Snow Bunny, and I don't mean it's because I like to play in the cold stuff either. I used to like lining things up in the governor's mansion, if you know what I mean.
But you don't do that now, right?
No, not at all. I might have another, you know, I might have a little toddy once in a while, nobody's looking. You know, when I was stressful times, when we are in the Situation Room, talking about Afghanistan and all the problems we were having, I just needed a cocktail. But,
are you gonna drink before you go on TV tonight?
Of course. That's the secret that I've revealed with you and our nation. Strong nation that we have, and it's important for me to appear calm and relaxed, and fortunately, I still like to have just a little few fingers of bourbon before I address the nation to make sure that I'm calm, and I read my prompter better when I have just a little alcohol, you know, just a little, maybe a dry Manhattan.
See, you go on at 9 tonight. What time are you going to start drinking?
Usually I start drinking. I'm not going to drink a lot, Don, I think, because if you get too over the top, you slur your words, and I just want to make sure that doesn't happen. I drink just enough, which is about a half a bottle of Jack Daniels, that'll allow me to communicate with the nation, and usually to drink that much so you don't drink too much rapidly, I'll consume that probably starting at about 6 o'clock, right after I have a small light supper. Usually a protein product like a pork chop or a steak.
So what you're saying is you're going to drink half a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Not all.
In the three hours and a half a bottle
with Coca-Cola.
Right. Jack and Coke.
Coca-Cola actually keeps me wide awake, son.
In the 3 hours before the speech tonight.
That's right.
And then once the speech is over, what do you plan?
After that, I just wind down. It's wind down time, and I'll have an Irish coffee. And following that, I'll actually repair with a couple glasses of red wine to the White House bedroom. Laura will, attend to her thing. Things, her ladylike things that she needs to attend to. And I'll just go off to dreamland. I'll be exhausted and tired after addressing the nation half drunk.
So there's no chance tonight that you will get any release?
Not a chance, son. Now, that's not part of the equation. Not on State of the Union night. Nope. Not what I'm looking forward to. But I'll tell you, the next morning, I'm a morning guy.
Yeah.
When I wake up before, you know, I get up at about 5 o'clock in the morning, usually start my 2.5-hour workout at 5:30.
Right.
And what I'll do is I'll tap Laura on the shoulder at about 5:15, and I'll say, Daddy wants some. And she's usually been real accommodating if the situation's warranted.
Now, are you talking about full-out... man on woman, or are you talking about manual release?
Well, it can be a variety of things, but I actually, right now, it's usually a manual thing. It's usually no fuss, no muss. She doesn't like me around there. You know, so she'll just take care of, you know, I'm a president, I got needs, and as people have shown you, even when I passed out after choking on that pretzel,
yeah,
I'm a fine physical specimen, so I am very much still active in that regard, and so I do need my release of tension. And I'm not like that pervert that was in there before me, you know what I mean? I do it the way it should be done, quietly in the bedroom, with your hands.
Does she wear gloves?
Yeah, she does. She has plastic surgical gloves. She does. You ever see the movie Animal House?
Yeah.
Exactly what it's like, son. It's that. But I'm real excited to speak to this nation and tell them we're strong and this country's going to persevere no matter what adverse situations we face. And I think it's going to be important to project an image of confidence and relaxation, which I can find at the bottom of a Jack Daniels bottle. I'm looking forward to that. You mind if I have another one of these baby carrots before we go?
Sure, go ahead.
I promise I won't choke this time.
Thank you.
I know I gave you all the scare. You know what the problem is when I was eating a pretzel during that football game, I was yelling at the screen. You know, I was, come on, catch the damn pass.
Right.
And then I sucked some air into my lungs and I had pretzel there, too.
Unlike
these are
now.
Great berry baby carrots.
You're very relaxed now.
If you don't mind, talk amongst yourselves while I ingest this.
All right, well, listen, let's...
Well, we have the president online. Let's just go right to a Buzz. Maybe some of Buzz's news will include some reference to President Bush. You still on the line there, George?
How are you, Mr. President?
Hold on. George? Hold on.
What's chewing?
Hold on. Chewing. Don't make me talk when I... Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Should have given him more time again.
Oh, no. It's happening again. It's happening again.
God damn it.
It's that blue color again.
Why is his throat so retarded?
I don't know. He seems to choke on everything.
God, what the hell are you making me talk for?
I didn't make you talk.
You said you're still there? Of course I'm here. Damn it, you can hear me chewing.
All right, let's go to Buzz.
All right.
Yeah, go to your liberal.
World where owning a radio was strictly
Pinko.
Forbidden. One man
Pinko
found
news,
a way
no.
to bring good news
Pinko
to
news.
His people.
What did you just say?
Pinko he made
news.
It up.
You say go to your liberal?
Yeah, go. Yeah. Come on now. Time for the faggot news.
Oh, the Pinko news. The
go ahead.
News.
I'm waiting over here. Let's hear some positive stuff about the Republican Party, okay, son?
I don't know if I can help you,
I pulled our
president.
Fat out of the fire in this country, and I sure would like that. Me and Vice President Cheney, you understand that, don't you?
For the faggot news.
Yeah.
I hope you've swallowed, Mr. President.
I've swallowed. Let's go. Let's hear the gay news.
Today's headline, another Bush girl's adventures with substance abuse.
What'd I tell you? There you go. There, he's going to tackle one of my daughters right there. He's going to make fun of one of my kids. He's a pinko commie is what he is.
No, no, no.
Have you checked his papers? Wait till he gets to an airport next time. I got it right down here. I know
it's
your name, son. It's Michael Elston, isn't it?
That's true, Mr.
Is it about the Xanax thing, Buzz?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Xanax Manix. She's doing just fine. She's a good kid.
Yeah.
You leave her out of that spot. God damn it. Michael Elston and Marcia Elston.
That's correct.
That's
Mr.
the
President.
Family. Yes. Okay, tax sure. time. You're going to be in a world of hurt.
All right, stay soon, everybody.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike Show. You know, actually, tonight...
You guys are a bunch of pussies.
You know, tonight you should ask her.
What's that?
Ask her for some of that Xanax. It's like value. It'll chill you out.
And I probably won't have the headache the next day.
Right.
Yeah. And I could probably eat all the pretzels that I want.
Yeah, okay. Stay tuned for news and comments.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Don.
You're welcome. And, listen, President Bush, that was very...
I have no idea, son. Oh, oppression will play. Y'all take care, boys.
We'll be back with Buzz in a moment.
Stay tuned
oh, I already
for
did that.
News and comments.
I already did that.
Coming up.
Shut up.
The Don and Mike Show.
Shut up.
And Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1027. They're ready to believe you.
Right. I think we've mentioned this, that tomorrow on the show, the debut of Dynamite's new password.
All right.
We got one couple coming down for sure. We could use another couple.
Mm-hmm. We could indeed.
You want to play husbands and wives or boyfriends and girlfriends? Winners get $500. Just give us a call in advance, please.
It's where the comedy never completes. The Don and Mike Show.
Or number 877-365-3636, the national number. Girls are on their way down.
But it's cloudy now.
It's cloudy, and I understand it's starting to rain for the big topless roof show. Man. We will put that idea aside for another day, because the girls that called like 2 hours ago, they just never showed up.
Well, I think with this global warming, you're having very wild temperature swings, so maybe a 70-degree day in February.
All right, and like I said, tomorrow, the nude password. If you're just tuning in the show now and you're wondering who won the Las Vegas-style show in your home on this Saturday night, Super Bowl Saturday, well, it came down to a very close vote.
Yeah. Right.
I will tell you this. That the listener's choice, which was also my choice and Mike's choice, was not the winning letter and not the winning city.
Not at all.
The other four votes went
but
to...
But the second choice for the listeners was?
Yes. The winning city and letter were selected by Rob, Lisa, Joe, and...
Buzz.
And Buzz. Right. Thank you, of course. And we're going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love is that Joe tells me people are calling and they're all positive that they know the city.
Good.
And I've asked Joe, well, which city do people think we're going to?
Uh-huh.
And it's a pretty dead even heat right now that people think we're going to all five cities.
Perfect.
Very that we've
good.
Had people from all
excellent
all of these cities, or people who don't even live in those cities, call and say that they're sure they know where we're going.
Well, the good news is we have picked a winner, we have spoken with the winner, and we will be talking all about it on Monday's show.
Absolutely. We'll be at someone's house for the Las Vegas-style show Saturday night. And tomorrow, remind me, we got to talk about my Super Bowl party.
Yes.
On Sunday night that I hope all you guys are coming to.
I'm coming for the, definitely for the first half.
Okay. Great. Buzz?
Yes. You know I do what I can.
I know you do. News and comments, please.
Hi, Don and Mike. Another one of the Bush girls is in trouble connected to substance abuse, but this time it's a daughter of Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the president's brother.
Oh, dear.
On this, the day of the president's State of the Union address, his niece, Noelle Bush, has been charged with trying to get a phony prescription filled at a drive-thru pharmacy.
Do we have his niece?
Here she is.
Yeah, here's the question I have to ask you. Would you mind taking off your clothes for me?
She'll do anything for prescription drugs.
Those Bush girls. Xanax, in this case, a sedative. Noelle was arrested in Tallahassee, Florida. Her immediate families issued a statement calling this a very serious problem, but one that many families in America face.
Oh, my God. I had no idea it was so big.
It is a big problem.
Oh, she's so flattering.
They've asked for privacy in dealing with that problem, and they say it's caused great sadness in the Bush family.
Honey, do you want privacy?
You know,
what?
The scare's been riding on my ass all day long.
What is her first name again?
Noelle.
Okay, Noelle. I'll tell you what, you see what I got in my hand? It's a nice little pill.
Hey, it's a Xanax.
Yes.
What are you doing underneath those blankets?
Holding your pill, Noelle.
You want to come find it, Noelle Bush?
I'm really glad I met you at the pool today.
That's a yes. Noelle Bush.
Come on, Noelle. I've hidden the Xanax somewhere on my body. See if you can find where it is.
Find the pill on Donnie.
Find the pill. Can you find it?
Why don't you take off my clothes?
Oh. Okay, that's a good idea.
Wow.
But I didn't hide it on you. I hid it in me. Where is it? Noelle?
Do you mind if I just sit on it?
Oh, she found it.
One way to take it.
One way to take it.
You found it. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
Miss Cleo, she said y'all going to Cali.
Did you really call Miss Cleo?
Nah, I just messed with you.
Oh, all right. See you later.
All right. Miss Cleo's in trouble.
Bye-bye.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, Miss Cleo's like out of business.
Uh-huh. Pope John Paul says marriage is the cornerstone of society and that divorce is a festering wound that's devastating society. So he wants judges and lawyers to stop taking divorce cases. He wants them instead to help make marriages work.
Right.
Critics say the Pope is as out of touch with reality as ever. They say, among other things, that children of a dysfunctional marriage learn it's all right to yell and scream and possibly use violence. President Bush will also have marriage on his mind when he delivers his State of the Union speech tonight.
Hey, we've got the His Holiness on the phone. Your Holiness, I have a question.
Hello, Mike.
Do you think Buzz Burbank is anti-Catholic?
Don't you know it?
Yeah, that's what I figured. I don't think he's had a positive story on the Catholic Church in all the years that I've worked with him.
I don't know why.
Why is that, Your Holiness? Oh, what does that mean? I think you're making a sound.
With the weed.
Oh, is that what it is?
Smoke the weed.
How have you been, your Holiness?
I've been good. Mike.
What's going on now, Pope?
I don't know why I'm getting echo.
Where are you, Your Holiness?
I'm in the Vatican, goddammit. Where do you think I am?
I didn't know you were on the telephone. Normally we get you live. How have you been?
Where's the effing echo coming from? There you go.
I enjoyed the echo. I thought you were in the Pope bathroom.
Seemed appropriate.
Taking a nice number two.
Yeah, well, number one in your case. They're all number one.
Listen, I called with a few good things. First,
yes.
I appreciate the fact that you put me on your newscast.
You're welcome.
But listen, you effing wife swapper.
What?
Get the stories right.
Well, I thought I had it right, sir.
Just get it right. You're anti-Catholic.
No, I'm really not.
Oh, he's very much anti-Catholic.
Anti-Catholic.
No particular opinion on
number
that.
Number two.
Uh-huh.
Mike.
Yes, Your Holiness.
Mike, my message of marriage was really a message for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
A message
that.
For you.
I appreciate that, Your Holiness.
And I have advice for you.
What is the advice? I'm looking for advice right now.
Would you go home tonight?
Yes, sir.
And your wife?
Yes, Your Holiness.
What you do, you say?
Yes, Captain.
She doesn't listen.
Okay.
You say, See my finger?
Yes.
See my thumb?
Right.
See my fist?
Oh, no.
You better run.
Oh, no. No, I couldn't possibly do that.
Not right.
That would not... I can't believe you're giving me that violent advice there. That's horrible.
And finally...
Yes, sir.
Sunday,
yes, sir.
This, I mean, to all of my believers out there listening to me right now.
Super Bowl Sunday?
Wearing my Pope hat right now.
Oh, you got the hat on. We like to call that your prediction hat.
Take the points.
Take the points with the Rams?
Take the points.
You don't think New England's going to cover the spread?
Take the effing points.
Boy, you know, I tell you, what is St. Louis favored by now, Your Holiness?
14.
Oh, really? Take the points.
Hey, listen, sinner. Go ahead. Don't take the points.
Okay.
But don't call my ass Monday.
Okay.
Take the points.
Take the points. Very good.
Take the points.
All right. Yeah, I will make that bet immediately, Your Holiness.
And I want to say a special hello.
Yes.
Yeah.
To one of my favorite sinners.
Who is that?
Jeremy Colton.
Very good. I'll pass that along, Your Holiness.
Also his boss.
Yes.
Ken Stevens.
I understand Ken Stevens has a bit of a 48-hour window.
Major sinner.
Major sinner.
48 hours before heaven turns into hell.
Oh, my goodness. That's heavy-duty stuff.
That's it. Gotta go. Listen.
So long, Your Holiness.
There's the Pope.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, His Holiness Pope John Paul, mm-hmm. telling us all toodaloo-ass. There he goes.
Last hour, I believe, only on the Don and Mike show in the last hour, would you get newsmakers such as the President
and
the Pope.
And Noel Bush.
In the same hour.
Pretty incredible stuff.
President Bush will be asking Congress, among other things tonight, to spend money on new programs encouraging single welfare mothers to get married. The medical examiner ruled a death a suicide when the body of an Enron executive was found last week in Texas, and the police say they don't necessarily disagree, but they've put a veteran homicide detective on the case to make sure nothing was missed.
Hi, Joker.
Police are running the kinds of crime scene tests we're seeing on television, checking angles and splatters and the like.
This is my rifle!
John Baxter was found with a hole in his head and a gun in his hand, but his wife says she doesn't understand why she didn't hear him get out of bed in the middle of the night.
Put the rifle down, Private Pyle.
People are outraged about the shredding of documents at the Walt Disney Company.
Outrageous, if you please.
A lawsuit claims Disney systematically destroyed massive amounts of documents on the subject of who owns the rights to Winnie the Pooh. The lawsuit says the shredding took place between 1992 and 1998 while Disney was telling judges it couldn't find the documents.
Shred these documents and put it inside the antelope.
The family that owned the rights...
Get it done right now. Make it so.
The family that owned the rights before ownership was in question says Disney's cheated it out of hundreds of millions of dollars when you consider the videos and stuffed animals
and
the
like. Shred these Winnie the Pooh documents and feed it to one of my elephants.
Experts say
it'll come out an elephant poo.
Disney loses the case. It can also lose as much as 25% of its annual gross revenue.
Over. Security one to Mr. Reisner.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Young 5-year-old Caucasian child.
Yes, sir.
Hit by a flying Dumbo.
Oh, no. Critical?
Child up.
What's the status?
Child up, child breathing.
Oh, good.
Child breathing. Blood, lots of blood. A knee recommendation, over.
Eliminate him from the park, remove him from the park, give his parents free tickets. And give yourself some antelope boots for reporting the story to me.
Tickets to what, sir? Over.
Give him tickets to the outside lemonade stand. Do it now.
Yes, sir. Over.
Thanks a lot, and give yourselves a nickel bonus. Thanks a lot for helping us at ABC.
Mr. Eisner.
Over.
The producers of the upcoming movie Austin Powers in Goldmember have been forced to pull their website, their posters, and their preview trailer thanks to a complaint from the producers of James Bond movies. In fact, the next Austin Powers movie will even have to be retitled after a complaint from MGM. The James Bond people saw it as a case of copyright infringement. They also didn't like the title The Spy Who Shagged Me. The producers of the Austin Powers movie say they'll keep fighting to keep the gold member title.
Well, smashing baby.
Here is what the president of MGM had to say.
Yeah, that was my wife's idea.
There he is.
That's what he had to say.
The president of MGM.
Oh, I love that song. I love it.
There he is. We got a break.
Okay.
Is that right? Let's ask the president of MGM. Do we have to break here?
It was pretty nostalgic. I felt kind of sentimental about it.
Sure.
was very nice.
Sounds like Brian Wilson.
President of MGM.
Doesn't sound like the president of MGM.
Oh, I get so much security from them. You know, you can never guess.
Yes, sir.
You're right. Okay.
Whatever.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I forgot.
Oh. Like serving Yorkshire pudding right out of a woman's privacy. Mm. The Don and Mike Show.
Mm. Yeah. Yum.
Call 100 time and listen now. You got a 1 in 3 shot.
Something decent.
Let's make a deal. 877-365-3636.
Everybody was
one of the envelopes that Buzz has, you know, you can trust Buzz.
Real envelope.
Has cash in it.
Right.
The other one has the prize, which is really an insult to the word prize. And the third envelope has a wacky zonk prize in it.
It's a zonk. The last person won whiteout.
So be the 100th caller right now. Good luck. Here again is Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. After September 11th, people said our airline security ought to be more like what they use in Israel for the El Al airline. So how did an Israeli man fly from Tel Aviv to JFK without anyone noticing the gun in his bag? The man says he didn't even realize he had the pistol until he began to unpack in his Manhattan hotel room. He says he broke out in a sweat once he realized what he'd done. Security officials in Tel Aviv are equally horrified, and they've already started an investigation into who missed the gun and how. The armed traveler immediately turned his gun over to New York police.
And here he is.
His trumpet is unbelievable, and he sings like an angel. The guy is absolutely great.
But he had a gun.
Yeah, he had a gun.
In sports, today's the day Mike Tyson goes before the Nevada Athletic Commission to ask for a license. If he gets it, his April 6th fight with Lennox Lewis at the MGM Grand is on.
For the last 2 minutes of my world.
But to get it, he'll have to explain that little scuffle at last week's news conference in New York and the variety of other trouble he's gotten into over the past couple of years.
That's you too. You love me, faggot.
There goes another Schottenheimer. Washington Redskins defensive coordinator Kurt Schottenheimer was fired along with his brother Marty, but they let him stay when he said he'd like to stick around and work for the new coach, Steve Spurrier. Now, Kurt's apparently leaving anyway to join his brother in San Diego.
Of course.
And finally, John Anthony Sr. of Johnstown, Pennsylvania is in trouble because of the brownies. He's now being sued by a co-worker over the brownies he left out on a plate on the table in his company's break room 2 years ago.
Uh-oh, Buzz.
The co-worker's asking for unspecified damages, which is legalese for whatever the jury will award him. The co-worker says he suffered embarrassment after eating the brownies, not to mention the other symptoms a chocolate laxative can bring.
You.
Oh, I was thinking the, you know.
Yeah, so was I.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
You're tricky like that.
No!
Yeah. No. We gotta go. I would plug that dumb videotape today, but, that one woman was a UC.
How about Timmy Obivene? Donnie, you gonna plug that?
She was an undouchable C word. And yes, Timmy Obivene Thursday night at Dreams.
Yeah.
In Northwest Washington, D.C.
Yeah, don't miss Dan decked out in his Versace gear.
Yes. Porto Dan. All right, tomorrow on the show, we got a couple, so we've got two people to play the game. We'd like another couple if possible, but either way, tomorrow, news password. Also, Wednesday means Craig Wilson Day.
Yeah.
And I've been informed, going through the mail, one of our listeners is a Nielsen family.
Oh, how exciting is that?
Which means that we love doing this.
Get out the TV guide.
Starting tomorrow, we'll be filling out the Nielsen ratings.
Yeah, well, that's a few things.
Time now for a call number 100. Here we go. Come on. Don and Mike Show.
For all my urban friends out there, I be caller 100.
Yes, you be, and hi. What be thy name?
Dave.
Dave, where are you from?
Baltimore.
Dave, we're cheap. I mean, we're not cheap. Our company's cheap.
Yes.
We got nothing to give away. I'm serious. We got nothing.
$100 cash?
No.
Oh.
Here's the deal. You ever see Let's Make a Deal?
Yes.
Buzz Burbank, who you know you can trust, he doesn't lie.
Yes.
He has three envelopes in his studio, A, B, and C. In one of the envelopes is either $50, $100, or $250.
Right.
And the other envelope is the crappy prize we would have given you.
Okay.
In the other envelope, it's like office supplies, a zonk gift.
That's right.
So which envelope would you like? Envelope A, envelope B, envelope C.
keeping true to your match game request, I will pick A.
Hey! And buzz now.
Dave chooses envelope A. I'll tear it open, and we'll see that he has won again with the zonk. Dave, you've won a manual pencil sharpener. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
I gotta go.
And Buzz, yes, for Snicks, please.
He did have to go.
Hang around. Buzz, just for Snicks, open up the other envelope, please.
Can I have the pencil sharpener since Dave didn't want it?
Yeah.
Envelope B would have been the money,
$50. $50. We got to put some bigger money in there. $50.
And envelope C was the scheduled prize of... Well, a prize pack. Whatever that would have been.
Prize,
the generic prize pack.
Prize pack.
Congratulations.
A prize pack. You think, well, you know, when the guy wins the prize pack, Buzz won't know what to tell him.
Well, then I'll read it.
Yeah, Don will have the start of that.
And I'll say you've won the
contact. But you know what this means? This is good news. The pencil sharpener goes back in the hopper.
God, look at, do you see what you reduced us to?
The sucks.
Infinity Broadcasting, do you see that?
God,
we gotta go. We'll see you tomorrow with the all-new episode.
The new password. You're right, Rob. God damn it, you're right.
It's a great game, Don.
Buzz, good day to you,
good
sir.
Good day to you, sir.
My good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And Rob?
And ye be kind.
And you be kind. Throw your hat in the air, please, just like Sydney.
Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
All right, everybody.
So long, Steve.
See you tomorrow. Oh, and Gutterballs Bowling. Wednesday night when we take on the Turd Cutters. Tomorrow night, Chantilly Bowl America.
John T.
On Stonecroft Boulevard. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.